Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball and our 50th anniversary season. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
You play 138 baseball games. That's what the schedule says for the 2022 Texas League. And every once in a while, you're going to have one that you're going to remember for a while. We don't know where the rest of the road that is this 2022 season will lead the Rockhounds. We know, for example, San Antonio, boy, admissions have had some games to remember, including two no-hitters in the span of 4 days on the way to their first half championship. But the Rockhounds last night, they improved to 18-6, and they did it with not only a walk-off victory, but a really remarkable walk-off win against an outstanding reliever. Look, Angel Felipe last night, yes, he took a blown save, only his third in 14 outings, and that will happen to virtually any closer. But he is very, very good. Hit 100 miles an hour on the gun last night, did Felipe. The Rockhounds trailed 5-3 going to the last of the ninth. They had four key swings of the bat, three of them on 1-2 pitches, the other on a full count. It was a remarkable walk-off come-from-behind victory. 6-5 was the final in last night's ballgame. The Rockhounds make it three in a row over the Missions and did it in remarkably dramatic fashion. Get you the pitching matchup in a couple of moments. The Rockhounds, who tonight are in the guise of the Matamoscas de Medessa, have taken the diamond under beautiful sunshiny skies. And let's take you downstairs for the playing of the anthem.
Thank you.
Friday night baseball straight ahead. Pitching matchup tonight. Jack Cushing goes to the mound for the Hounds. This is going to be, and we'll touch on it, a really intriguing start from my perspective anyway. Anxious to see how Jack Cushing will respond. He was roughed up in his return to AA by Amarillo opening night in this 9-game homestand, but he has been so very good all season long. Ben Croft will get the start for the Missions, left-hander who is new to the Padres organization. He'll make his fourth start. Guy with some AAA experience, so this looks like could be certainly a very good matchup. We'll check the weather conditions. We'll play some baseball. It's sombrero night here with the Matamoscas de Modessa, and we're going to play baseball Texas League style. First pitch of the game after this from Budweiser and Michelob Ultra.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
Right-hander Jack Cushing with his warm-up tosses underway. And that first pitch will come with 95 degrees. We have breeze almost identical to last night. It is 14 to 15 miles per hour, so enough to push the baseball around a little bit. And it is blowing right to left and at least a little bit inward. So Ma Nature pretty consistent here over the last several days. Connor Kaiser is back in the lineup. Missions fans, I'm sure, well, very familiar name, obviously. And Connor's been on the injured list, and he will not only be back in the lineup, he will lead it off. Connor Hollis getting the night off, the league's top hitter. So Connor Kaiser leads it off. Here is Jack Cushing, and here from Momentum Bank Ballpark. First pitch of the game, and a swing and a ground ball to shortstop. Logan Davidson is there, and one pitch, one swing, and a 6-3 out. And this ball game is underway. Look at he split, slam bang. Connor Kaiser, anxious, I'm sure, to get going again, and swings at the first pitch of the ball game. Tirso and Ornelas will be the batter. He's the left fielder. Ornelas again in the two spot in left field. Domingo Leyva back to the familiar third spot at second base. Domingo Leyva batting third. Cushing's first offering. High strike. Inside edge to Ornelas, 0-1. He asks about it. Pitch was certainly up in the zone. Jack with that glove up to his face as he has the sign. Hands dropped down to the belt, kicking the 0-1 pitch, and that'll sail up and away a bit. One ball, one strike. Webster Rivas will be the cleanup batter, the first baseman. Webster Rivas is at first base. Juan Fernandez, the third baseman, batting fifth, playing the five spot, Fernandez. 1-1 pitch, sent in the air to left field. Not deep, Makina coming on, and Marty will track it down in shallow left field. So Ornelas flies out to his opposite number. Two men down in the top of the first for Domingo Leyva. Thomas Malone will bat sixth. He's the center fielder. Thomas Malone is in center. Jorge Onya will be the designated hitter, batting seventh. Onya, the DH. Wyatt Ulrich in right field, batting eighth. Ulrich, the right fielder. And Chandler Siegel back behind the plate, and he'll bat ninth tonight for the Missions, Chandler Siegel. Nobody on and two men down. Leyva, switch hitter, batting from the left side. Cushing's pitch just low and away. One ball and no strikes. That might be a pitch that Jack would like even more than the higher strike that he got that first pitch that Ornelas asked about. The 1-0 stretch and pitch, and that is down the middle, upper part of the zone, called strike one and one to Leyva. Kaiser, Ornelas, and Leyva leading it off. Rivas, Fernandez, and Malone in the middle of the order. Onya, Ulrich, and Siegel round it out. Jack with a 1-1 pitch. Drops down low for a ball, 2-1 the count. Jack Cushing making his 12th start for the Rockhounds, his second since returning from AAA. Right-hander with a two-ball, one-strike pitch, and that one drops all the way down to the dirt. The count goes 3-1. Webster Rivas waiting on deck for the Missions. Overall, Jack is 6-2, a 3.41 earned run average. 3-1 count, favorable for Leyva. Pitch to Domingo. Well, he lined that ball foul well wide of first base. Jumped on the 3-1 pitch. But ripped it foul. Count is full to the flamboyant San Antonio second baseman. Missions, by the way, wearing normal Missions uniforms tonight. The Rockhounds, again, on Copa Night, are in the guise of the Matamoscas de Medessa. So wearing the dark navy blue with the bright green sleeves. 3-2 now to Leyva. Cushing with a payoff delivery, and that ball hit in the air to center field. Fairly well struck, but Michael Goldberg has plenty of room. Backpedals and has it. So Leyva flies out to center field, and this time the Missions go in order. And for Jack Cushing, well, it has to feel awfully good. Amarillo got 7 runs, 3 earned against him in his first start back from AAA. But a 1-2-3 first here happening in the Books Village Car Wash. Score the Missions nothing. And against left-hander Ben Croth, the Rockhounds come into bat.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
It's time to amp up the fun. Now during the Ford Summer Supercharged Sales Event. Get great offers on select Ford vehicles. And you'll not only bring back the fun, you'll supercharge it. So stop by the Summer Supercharged Sales Event at your Ford dealer and discover how Ford can take your summer to a whole new level. Not all models, trims, or features may be available. Contact your dealer for information.
Rockhounds third baseman Zach Geloff. I don't know who Jack Geloff is. I know who Zach is. Rockhounds third baseman will lead it off. Missing a left-hander as Ben Croth gets ready to go. Set from the belt as the Missions lefty in the first pitch. A big swing and a miss. Geloff goes after it. Comes up empty 0-1. Brett Harris on deck, the second baseman. So Brett batting second, playing second. Kyle McCann playing the three spot and batting third. Kyle McCann at first base. 0-1 to Geloff, high fly ball, well struck, left center field, going to be a long run for Thomas Malone, reaches up and makes the catch on the move. Tremendous play by Malone on the edge of the track and deep left center field. Boy, slap a little leather, Thomas Malone. A couple of series between these clubs in this ballpark, he's made a couple of catches like that. That one might have been the best of the bunch, that was really nicely handled, that was full tilt boogie ball, really well hit. Wind is pushing right to left, and it pushed the ball away from Thomas a little bit, and he still managed to track it down. Really good play by the Mission center fielder. Here's Brett Harris. Takes over the inside corner, a called strike 0-1. J.J. Schwarz is the catcher. He'll bat cleanup. J.J. behind the dish. Logan Davidson batting in the five spot at shortstop. Logan Davidson at short. 0-1 pitch, lined but foul, left field side. Yep, on the grass berm. Souvenir number one over there. Herd of kids, and the kid who brought his glove got the ball. Didn't have to use the glove, but he got the ball. 0-2 the count. Broken bat, I think, for Brett, who wants to work on that bat anyway. Marty Bikina will bat sixth in left field. Marty the left fielder. William Simonite, boy, had a big game last night. The DH will bat number 7, William Simonite. Shane Selman will bat 8th in right field. He had the ultimate last night, the walk-off, Shane Selman. And Michael Goldberg back in the lineup batting 9th in center field. Michael Goldberg in center. 0-2 pitch, ground ball sharply hit, but right at shortstop. Connor Kaiser right there, and an easy flip to first base for the out. 0-2 up and 2 down for the left-hander for the Missions. Geloff, Harris, and McCann up the top of the order. Schwarz, Davidson, and Bikina in the middle. Simonite, Selman, and Goldberg round it out. Here's Kyle. Started the rally last night. He was hitless and had a 9-game personal hit streak, and of course that's secondary to the ballgame itself. But on a 1-2 pitch, lined a single to center, and boy, that started a tremendous comeback. Oh, and he takes up and in and got hit by that pitch. That could not have felt good. Kyle McCann will take his base. Again, a 10-game hit streak. He'll reach base in this one. In his first trip to the plate, didn't feel good, but he's on at first base. Here's J.J. J.J. scores at 344. Again, he has been... By the way, Jeremy Sneed, thank you. You know, I wrote myself the same note. Jeremy, the wonderful media relations director for the Missions, and I wish I could show you my note card, Jeremy. Here's a pitch down and in, ball one. I said Croth, and I know I said it, and I wrote it down phonetically, correctly. It's Crouth, and I know that. So, see, Jeremy, just when I thought maybe we're off to a good start here tonight. Yeah. Thank you, my friend. Pitch up high for ball 2-0. Oh, goodness. I'm staring at my card that says Crouth. Oh, goodness. Good save, Jeremy. Hockey term. Two balls and no strikes, a swing and a miss, and the count goes two balls and one strike. It's two nights in a row you helped me out, my friend. Two balls, one strike. The count to J.J. Schwarz. The base runner is Kyle McCann. Two men down. Scoreless game in the bottom half of the first inning. Crouth, as mentioned, very new to the Padres organization. Opened the season with the Cleveland Guardians. That's not easy to say yet, is it? Pronunciation notwithstanding. And he really had very solid numbers, but found himself out of a job, and that can happen. But he was not unemployed long. The Padres scooped him up. 2-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Good off-speed pitch. Count goes 2-2 to J.J. Four home runs, 22 driven in for the right-handed hitter. Hounds catcher. Ben Crouth in his three previous outings with the Missions, all starts, and that's something fairly new for him. He's making his 170th appearance as a pro, just his eighth as a starter. The 2-2 pitch to the back door, but it's wide for a ball, three balls and two strikes. Ben has given up 15 hits in 10 and a third. Three home runs among the base hits, six walks, 10 strikeouts. And obviously, it'll take a while to adjust as a new organization with which to deal. 3-2, swing and a miss. Got him with another good off-speed pitch. Well, he just struck out a guy who has been as good a hitter over the last two and a half weeks as there is in the Texas League, period, and that is J.J. Schwarz. So, Crouth with the strikeout. It's a hit batsman, but he gets a whiff to get out of the inning. So, we have played an inning of Friday Night Baseball Texas League style. Our broadcast brought you away by Village Car Wash, and after one, no score.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for a whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflect auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 meg. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift card. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. And actually, they're in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
We go to the top half of the second inning. No score in this Texas League ball game. My goodness, I understand we've got a delay going on up the road. We're actually on the Jumbotron at Hodgetown. My goodness, hello y'all, you're terrific. We better be on our best behavior. Huh? We go to the second. Webster Rivas stands in and takes down and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Hope I'm reading that text correctly. Couldn't read a pronunciation correctly. I hope we'll maybe go one for two here tonight. One ball, no strikes. Rivas takes. Called strike in the outside corner from Jack Cushing. Webster, the first baseman in this ball game, hitting .313, been really productive in a fairly short stint with the Missions. Takes down and away from the Rockhounds right-hander, and the count goes two balls and a strike. It'll be Rivas, then Juan Fernandez and Thomas Malone here in the second. Cushing with a two-ball, one-strike pitcher. That'll drop to the dirt. The count goes 3-1. Jack earned a promotion to AAA Las Vegas, and as will happen, it was a rough trip. The AAA level, of course, a lot more polish and more of, in the way of experienced players. Here's the 3-1, and that's up high for a ball. Cushing does not walk a lot of batters. Has a 3-1 strikeouts-to-walks ratio, but he offers up the free pass to Webster Rivas. And it's one man on now, nobody down. Here's Juan Fernandez. He's the third baseman tonight for the Missions. Jack Cushing, a 14.14 earned run average in his first stay with Las Vegas. One would think he'll get another opportunity at it. When he came back down to the Rockhounds and was the starter opening night, in fact, against the Amarillo Sod Poodles, here's a... You can hear the applause from here. Line drive foul out of play. It's 0-1 to Juan Fernandez. And the Sod Poodles roughed him up. They scored 7 runs in the top of the first inning. That was the first inning of the series, the short series last weekend. 4 of the runs were unearned, but most of the base hits were very much legit. Fernandez waits. Pitched by Cushing. Bounced foul right at the plate. Now 0-2 to Fernandez. Juan at 259. No home runs, 32 runs driven in. And that's why I said I thought that Jack Cushing's start tonight is an interesting one to watch. How does he respond? And you kind of leave that last start behind you. Good breaking pitch, backup delivery, swing and a miss. And up and down on 3 pitches is Juan Fernandez. So a walk and a whip here in the second inning. Here's Thomas Malone. Made a terrific catch just a couple of moments ago in left center field. Malone coming up a 3-hit ball game. Left-handed hitter at 252 has 5 homers and 30 driven in. Cushing from the stretch, long set, now delivers down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Jack Cushing, product of Georgetown University. 22nd rounder, 2019, drafted by Oakland. 1-0 pitch, lifted high in the air to left center field. This ball's well struck. Going back, anybody going to get to it? Michael Goldberg. And nope, that ball got out of here, up over the high wall and deep left center field. Boy, Thomas Malone, 3 hits last night, and he got that ball up in the stratosphere a little bit. I thought the wind might hang that up, but it did not. Got out over the high wall, deep left center field, 2-run drive for Malone, and the Missions jump on top 2-0. Thomas Malone's 6th home run of the year. Was watching Michael Goldberg, the center fielder. Looked like he might have been tracking that ball, and we said the wind about 15 miles per hour. But boy, Malone really smacked that ball. It got out of here. Takes a good drive, too. That got out at about 384, 300, maybe 385, something like that, over the high wall. So that is the real deal. Pitch high and away to Jorge Onya for ball one. So the walk will come back to haunt. As Rivas, who drew the base on balls, scores on the Malone 2-run homer, and the Missions on top. 1-0 pitch to the outside half, called strike at 1-1. San Antonio led almost wire to wire last night. They led by an early count of 5-1. The Rockhounds chipped away, and then at the ninth inning rally. One ball, one strike, and the pitch is down and away to Onya. Jorge, right-handed hitter. 216, has a little bit of pop. He has 6 home runs, 19 driven in. Native of Havana, Cuba. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Good backup delivery by Jack Cushing. Count goes 2-2. Onya stands ever so slightly open. Rests the lumbar on the shoulder. Now props that bat up. 2-2 pitch and a swing and a miss. And a pitch down and away. And he's out on strikes. So it's been Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Cushing here in inning number two. A walk, two strikeouts, and a two-run home run. And Wyatt Ulrich will be the batter. I was just joined this ball club as of only about a week ago. And again, Wyatt, one of those cool story, been playing independent baseball the last season and a half, signed out of the Northern League, pitched down and in for a ball at the shoe tops, almost hit him, one ball, no strikes. So the now former Sioux Falls Canary. And getting a chance to play at the affiliated level and, in fact, at the double-A level. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Cushing. Tries to bunt and fouls it away to Ulrich. The count, one ball, one strike. Base is empty, but two runs across. And Thomas Malone, he had that three-hit ball game last night. He has a tremendous running catch here in the bottom of the first inning and a two-run home run. He is enjoying his stay in West Texas. One ball, one strike. Cushing with a leg kick in the pitch. Looked for the back door, but missed high and away for a ball. Two balls and one strike. Ulrich, the number eight hitter in the order. Chandler Siegel waiting on deck if the Missions extend the inning. A 2-1 pitch by Cushing. Ground ball back up middle, but Logan Davidson hadn't played perfectly on the second base side of the bag. Throws, and boy, just got him. Good hustle by Ulrich. He almost beat it. Sharply hit ball with a lot of topspin. Give part of that one to the iPad because Logan had him shaded that way and actually made the throw from the second base side of the bag. But Thomas Malone leaves the yard, and the Missions have taken the lead. Our Village Car Wash score through 1.5. San Antonio 2, the Rockdowns nothing.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag, and crazy pool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Last half of the second inning at Bobetta Bank Ballpark, and it is a 2-0 game with the Missions on top. Hounds have sent Logan Davidson, Marty Bikina, and William Simoni to the plate, facing Ben Crouth. Again, you look at Ben's numbers, interesting that he found himself unemployed, and again, upper levels, of course, such a numbers game, and we all know that. Here's Logan, first pitch, a swing and a miss, 0-1. Was drafted by Cleveland and has spent his entire career, in fact, with the Indians, now Guardians. 16th rounder in 2016 out of Kansas. 0-1 stretch. A swing and a miss. Boy, that off-speed pitch has really been effective. 0-2. And, of course, a career number in the minor leagues. It includes the lower levels, to be sure, and he was really dominant at the lower levels, but he has a sub-3 career earned run average. And with Cleveland, he was 3-1 with the Indians AAA and Columbus. 3-1 with a 4.43 ERA, but roster spot wasn't available anymore. There's a 0-2 pitch swing and a miss and a 3-pitch strikeout. So back-to-back whiffs. You got J.J. Schwarz to end the bottom of the first inning. Gets Logan Davidson to start the second. And here's Marty Bikina. Marty, right-handed hitter. He's the left fielder. 238 the average of 5 homers and 21 driven in. A pretty solid run last 2 weeks or so, hitting 275. Takes just a bit low for ball one. One ball, no strikes. And again, that won't get you into Cooperstown, but he's had a very, very solid stretch at the plate. Right-handed hitter against the left-hander. Shadow stretching out across the mound as Crouth delivers down and in, and the count goes two balls and no strikes. Now that baseball, we're just about at that time of the evening. That ball's going to go right from the fingertips, from bright sunlight, just into the shadow upon release. Pitch is a little chopper foul, third baseline, and that's going to dribble foul, and wisely getting there to touch it is Juan Fernandez. And Marty Bikina will come back to the dish with a two-ball and one-strike count. This is a six-game series. Missions will head for home after the Sunday ball game. Rockhound's going to pack up the bags and head back out onto the road for another 2 weeks. Just had a two-week road swing with Corpus Christi and Frisco being the stops. This time it'll be the North Division. And the Hounds will see the Arkansas Travelers for the first time on the year and the Tulsa Drillers for the second time. Arkansas is the only team the Hounds have not yet played. Crouth comes set, two balls, one strike. Bikina now back at the dish and ready to go. Hard hit ball, and that's a base hit in the center field. Line shot past Kaiser and into center. Marty Bikina with the Rockhounds first base hit of the game. That'll bring up William Simonite. Tremendous ball game last night, including a key base hit that got the Rockhounds within a run. Hounds trailed last night 5-3 going into the last of the ninth, and again facing Angel Felipe. And for Angel, last night was one of those that just moved past, but he is a very good closer. And the Rockhounds last night, they got to him. Pitch drops down low. Ball one to Simonite. Simon, a right-handed hitter, 259 overall. And I mentioned right at the top of the broadcast, I thought the most impressive thing last night, Felipe got ahead of almost every hitter he faced. Here's the 1-0 stretch. Pitch to Simonite. Stays a bit up and away. Ball two. Two balls and a strike. But the Rockhounds, in addition, now they did get one base on balls in the inning, but the four base hits that produced the three runs and the victory came each with two strikes in the count. Tossed to first. Bikina kind of stuttered and went back into the bag. Three of the four hits came with a 1-2 count, including Shane Selman's walk-off double. The other, and it was Simonite who is now at the plate, and that was a 3-2 RBI single. Added some drama to be sure. Pitch up and in. It will appeal, did not go. Simonite kind of turned into that pitch. Good idea to appeal, but not granted. So 3-0. Simonite, familiar lock of hair flying out the back of that batting helmet. Hands up high and away from the body. Three balls, no strikes. Pitch right there, taking all the way, and a 3-1 count. The aforementioned hero of last night's game, the ultimate one anyway, Shane Selman, waiting in the on-deck circle. 2-0 Missions. We're in the last of the second. Pitch, that's way up and away, ball four. So Simonite draws the base on balls. That'll push Bikina down to second base. And here is Shane Selman. We were watching last night and earlier today on the replay. Wanted to make sure that Shane, and he did indeed, he touched second base. We weren't sure that he did. The reason I say that, he walked the game off anyway, but if he hadn't touched second base, wouldn't have been credited with a double. We have to get that corrected, that he will get a double for that walk-off. And after touching second base, the entirety of the Rockhounds team went after him, and of course, in celebration. Pitch way up and away to Shane for ball one. And, of course, all just with a smile on his face, you know. But they chased him a long, long way. Shane rounded second base, so he touched the bag at second. The two-run double walked it off 6-5, and then he made a beeline for right center field. They finally got to him, and it was in fairly substantial right center field. And the celebration was on. It was terrific stuff. Walk-off double last night for Shane Selman. RBIs were his 29th and 30th on the season. Spent some time on the injured list. Hadn't been back all that long. Takes a breaking pitcher. That's in for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Chandler Siegel, just a moment ago, made a quick visit to the mound. So two on, one man down. Tying runs on base. And Selman waits from the right side. Outside corner target. Pitches down and in, and the count goes 3-0. So back-to-back 3-0 counts now for left-hander Ben Crowth. Ben, California native, is from Concord, California. There's a bright red glove on that right hand. Three balls, no strikes. Pitch way up high, ball four. So all of a sudden, boy, the command has really abandoned him. Of the last nine pitches, eight have been out of the zone, and the bases are loaded. And the batter will be Michael Goldberg. Well, Michael, one of the several guys just back off the injured list. Shane Selman not long ago, Zach Geloff not long ago, and Devin Foyle also just a few days ago. And Michael playing in just his second game back. Ooh, boy, a little extra music playing there. Well, that's pretty quick reaction right there by home plate umpire Tanner Dobson. Heard the music and emphatically called for time. Nicely done, Tanner. Our crew chief behind home plate. Right sun shining, the mound all the way down into the plate, though, in shadows. A good breaking pitch, that off-speed delivery for a strike, 0-1 to the right-handed hitter. Michael at 323, and he has missed the majority of the season. He's playing in just his 21st game. He was hitting 344 when he saw his season sideline, takes up and away for a ball. It's 1-1. So bases are loaded. Marty Bikina with a line drive to center field with one out. And back-to-back walks to Simonite and Selman. The bases full, one away. One ball, one strike to Michael Goldberg. Tall, slender, right-handed hitter. Swings, and it's a towering pop foul out of play. Juan Fernandez gives a long look. That ball is going to find its way over and up onto the roof on the left side of the ballpark. 1-2 the count. Shadow stretches up into very shallow right field. But second, third, and short in all three outfield positions in bright sunlight, 95 degrees at game time. And that breeze between 14 and 16 miles an hour blowing a little bit inward. Well, that home run from Malone was well hit through it. Swing at a 1-2 and a foul ball away. And the count stays a ball and two strikes to Michael Goldberg. Top of the order, Zach Geloff waiting on deck. Michael in the number 9 spot that has been occupied by Chase Callaway. Chase on the injured list. The Hounds just can't get that injured list down below 7. 1-2 pitch way up high. Ball 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. So Ben Crowth battling command at least a bit. He's walked a couple of batters. He's now 2-2 to Goldberg with the bases full. Left-hander has his sign. Goldberg waits from the right side. 2-2 stretch. Pitch takes flight. Fouled straight back to the screen. Zach Geloff in the on-deck circle will tidy up and retrieve the foul ball. Underhands it to the bat boy. So 2-2 count. Yet again, Goldberg has fouled a couple of two-strike pitches away. Runners there leads at all three bases. 2-2 pitch, and that ball sent in the air to left field. And Eddie is going to find the glove of Ornelas, but that will drive home a run. As hustling home is Marty Bikina. Hounds on the board. Sacrifice fly for Michael Goldberg. And a 2-1 ball game. Michael with his 6th RBI of the season comes on the second out of the inning. So top of the order now, Zach Geloff in a 2-1 ball game. Lockdowns with just one base hit in the inning, couple of walks and a sacrifice fly. So they Frankenstein to run together. Mission's got theirs the old-fashioned way and a two-run homer. Zach Geloff is the guy who hit the ball to deep left center field. Malone, who hit the home run, went and got it on a really good play. Hits that off-speed delivery and just missed the outside corner this time, does Crowth. One ball, no strikes. Zach Geloff at 3-11 on the season coming in. 6 homers and 31 driven in. 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Again, anything that off-speed delivery has been largely effective. And Zach way out in front of that. Count goes one ball, one strike. William Simonite on at second base. Shane Selman at first. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Drops down low. Good block by Chandler Siegel. Got the body in front of that pitch. Count goes 2-1. Ben Crowth, again, a 2016 16th round draft choice. Former Jayhawk, KU. He has been with the Cleveland organization a long time. That's an adjustment. A month ago, here's a line shot center field. Base hit. Top spin line drive. That'll drop, and that's going to drive home a run and bring runners to the corners. Throw to third base. Not going to be in time, and Geloff goes down to second. Rockhounds tie the game on Zach Geloff's 32nd RBI of the year. Boy, that line drive had top spin on it. That thing really sunk. And having Zach Geloff back, it is, boy, it's hard to tell you how important and how big that is for the Rockhounds. He has missed a lot of time as Zach, 7 weeks on the injured list. RBI single goes to second on the throw to third base, so Geloff ties this game at two apiece. Now second and third, and here's Brett Harris. And now for Ben Krauth, this is a big batter. Two runners in scoring position, delivers up and in for a ball, and it's 1-0. Not waving the hometown pennant and, you know, getting out the Rockhounds marching band and cheerleading squad, but I think it was largely agreed upon. The pitch bounced foul wide of first base, skitters through the dugout and into the seats. Hello, how are you? 1-1. When Zach Geloff went out, and again, he has missed 7 weeks. He was certainly, I would think, one of the top 10 or so position players in the league. So Hounds have been without him for a long while. He's the number three prospect for the Oakland A's. 1-1 pitch to Harris and a roller out towards shortstop. Going to have to hurry a little, Kizer. Good play. Got there unloaded in a hurry. Thought that might present a problem, but no, Connor made a very strong and actually made it look a little easier, I think, than it actually was. Brett Harris bounces out, but the Rockhounds get a couple. Two runs on two hits, two walks, a sacrifice fly in the mix, and two men are left on base. So it's Friday night baseball from Rocky Town, and the Hounds have come back to tie it. Village Car Wash score after two complete. Missions 2, Rockhounds 2.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Top half of the third in a tie ball game. Texas League Baseball here in West Texas. And, man, it's been a heck of a night already. We're here at the place we lovingly call Rocky Town. We've actually been up on the Jumbotron at Amarillo. That's really cool. Man, we're playing baseball in two locations today here and also at Hodgetown. Come on, Mother Nature. We want to play some baseball in the Panhandle tonight. Weather delay, or did anyway. I think that is still the case in Amarillo. Boy, Sidepools went nuts last night at the plate again. It was a swinging strike one as we go to the third inning. Chandler Siegel leading it off, then back to the top of the order for Connor Kizer and Tirso Ornelas. 2-2 tie, top half of the third inning. Pitch from Cushing, ground ball sharply hit at third, and it's going to be handled by Geloff. Complete spin, turns, throws across his body, and got it. Boy, that was a 360 spin by Geloff. Ball was hit between third and short. Zach made the play moving to his left, spun all the way around, set up and through, and Siegel, Chandler out by maybe a step or so. Good play by Geloff at third base, one man down. Now Connor Kizer. I owe you the deluxe tour of the Hounds defense, and we'll do that in a moment as Kizer steps in. Connor just off the IL, swung at the first pitch he saw to lead off this game and bounced to short. Takes a strike to the knees on the outside edge, 0-1. 2.05 batting average for the right-handed hitter. 6 home runs and 18 driven in. Jack Cushing's 0-1 pitch. Looked for the corner. Got there. Called strike. Fastball that had a little run on it and just got the outside edge. 0-2. Guys on the left side of the infield will start to get that That's Sun looking right at him. Left field, of course, as well, and as in center. 0-2 is down and away. One ball, two strikes. Zach Gelop, for example, is in the sunshine from his knees up, so you know he's looking right over the roof of the ballpark into the sun. Bouncer, foul, third base side. Count stays 1-2 to Kizer. Connor again making his first appearance of this series, but is hitting about what he does for the year. 219 in the series with the Rockhounds. This is game 16 between these clubs. The 1-2 pitch. Ground ball at shortstop. That'll be handled by Logan Davidson. And for the second straight time, Connor Kizer will bounce out to his opposite number. Two men down in the third inning. And here's Tirso Ornelas. He flew out to left his first time up. Hounds lead the season series by an 8-7 count. And boy, home has been really very important in this series. Missions took 5 out of 6, in fact, when the Hounds and Nelson Wolf. First time they met. Pitch to the outside corner, called strike to Ornelas. Tirso, left-handed hitter. Solid average, 287 coming into the ball game. Takes way up and in. And the count goes 1-1. So the home teams in the first 15 games of this series between these clubs, whoever's at home, 12-3. 1-1 pitch, bounced foul. Hounds are 7-2 here and 1-5 at Nelson Wolf Stadium. And that was really, that series, I think, was, and I remember visiting with Stu Paul, the radio voice of the Missions, at the end of the series. And Stu, very accurately so, in retrospect, he was absolutely right. He really thought that San Antonio was ready to make a run, and they did. Pitch drops just low. Crowd disagrees, 2-2. In fact, the Missions, after that 5-1 series against the Hounds, went to Frisco at the time the Rough Riders were in first place, and boy, they made a statement. Ground ball right side on 3 hops or so to Brett Harris. He's there, throws the first, and the inning is over. So Jack Cushing giving up a 2-run home run in the second, but has retired the side in the first and here in the third. So the middle of inning number 3. And this, the fourth game of this set between long-time Texas League rivals. Village Car Wash score, the Hounds 2, the Missions 2.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Saltgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of 7 spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
Imagine you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Well, it's Friday, of course. That means it's the weekend. And oh, I don't want to make you use, and you've used all your brain power anyway, right, getting through the work week. But our Hilliard IT Solutions trivia, we will simply go trivial this evening and tell you about one of the strangest public address announcements and one of the stranger special events in at least recent big league history. Of course, you never know what you're going to see at the ballpark. We have Sombrero Night going tonight. That's very cool, with the Matamoscas Team Edessa taking the diamond, also known as the Rockhounds, and vice versa. Cal McCann will lead it off, down on base in painful fashion, hit by a pitch in the first inning. Left-handed hitter, right at 250. 14 homers, 43 driven in. And again, a little personal business he'd love to extend. Takes up and in. Boy, almost got plunked again. 1-0. 2-2 tie in the last half of the third. It'll be Kyle McCann, J.J. Schwarz, and Logan Davidson. 3-4-5 in the Rockhounds batting order. Ben Krauth, left-hander with a 1-0 pitch, and that's up and in. That's ball two. We gave up a base hit to Marty Bikina with one out in the second, and then
Walked a couple of batters on a combined total of just 9 pitches. Goes 2-0 here to McCann. And the pitch is swung on its head high in the air to left field. Going back with room, I believe, the wall. That ball's got a chance. That's going to hit the wall over the glove of the left fielder, Ornelas. Kyle McCann extends his hit streak to 11 games with a double up the base of the left field wall. Seeing far more than I would know for certain, but boy, that sun might have been an issue back there for Ornelas. Don't know if we'll get a replay to see where that ball, how high specifically the ball got on the wall, but that is a double to left field by McCann on a 2-0 pitch, and Kyle McCann has now hit in 11 consecutive games, and he's hitting better than .350 in that stretch. Lead-off double off the left field wall. We're beginning with a 2-week road trip. Last time out on the road for the Rockhounds, Kyle McCann has just been in a different gear in his double-A career. Here's J.J. now. Struck out his first time up to Schwarz. Takes up and away for a ball. And Kyle McCann, in his last 11 games, really in his last 10 coming into tonight, 6 home runs and 17 driven in. Big swing and a miss. J.J. chases that off-speed pitch down. 1-1. Hounds, of course, not surprisingly, haven't continued the home run barrage that they came up with on the road, but they've, again, been swinging the bats. Pitch outside here, 2-1. J.J., 344 since joining the Hounds from the Las Vegas Aviators. Catching in this game, plays first base as well. Bouncing ball right side, base hit into right field. That will score Kyle McCann with ease. And J.J. Schwarz, another base hit. Rockhounds lead it 3-2. J.J. brings home the run. That pitch got in on him, and he just basically fought it off or muscled it, or both, I guess, into right field. Another really good at-bat for J.J. Schwarz. Mentioned how impressive Kyle McCann has been. These two guys have really been good of late. J.J. Schwarz now has hit in 4 consecutive games, but more than that, he has hits in 14 of his last 15 games, hitting better than .440 with an on-base percentage of more than .500. That is a good stretch. Bouncing ball foul off Logan Davidson's bat. 0-1 is the count to the Hound shortstop. So J.J. Schwarz is on at first base. Rockhounds now with their first lead of the game, a 3-2 contest. Left-hander Krauth delivers. Out there, inside corner. Good aggressive pitch just above the knees for a strike. Logan thought that was inside. Turns and discusses briefly with Tanner Dobson. Tanner, our home plate umpire and crew chief. He's from Littleton, Colorado. He is Tanner Dobson. 0-1 set by Krauth. Pitch a hard hit ball, got a chance, base hit, past Kaiser into center field. Back-to-back-to-back base hits. It is a little quieter as far as the numbers, but Logan Davidson has also been really solid in the second half. And again, his average has been low 200s as a double-A player. He is over 300 in the second half, is Logan. And in his last 13 games, hitting better than 300 as well. And what you love about that AB, at least from a Rockhounds perspective, being very selfish here, of course, but that was an 0-2 pitch. And when strikeouts are an issue and the numbers are high for a good number of guys in a ball club, backdoor pitch called strike to Marty Bikina, 0-1, singled and scored his first time, did Marty. But you turn some of those difficult counts, 2 balls or 2 strikes in the count, of course, is such a challenge to hit. And that could be really big. There's a swing and a miss, and Barney finds himself down 0-2. 2 men on, 1 run in. Davidson at first, Schwarz at second. Marty Bikina at the plate, and William Simonite waiting on deck. 0-1 set, look at second, pitch to the plate, swing and a foul tip, and into the glove, and Chandler Siegel holds on. Strikeout number 3 for Ben Krauth, and that is a 3-pitch whiff. So the left-hander comes back strong, gets a strikeout, 2-1, and 1 away for William Simonite. Walked and scored his first time up.
Again, those hands away from the body, holds him up high, wearing bright white batting gloves on both hands. That little tug as he waits. Off-speed pitch, swung on and missed. Boy, that weapon has really worked for Ben Crowth more often than not in this game. And he gets ahead of Simo here. No balls and a strike. Looks at the runner at second base, comes to the plate, looks for the back door, and just missed on a breaking pitch. Off speed and just off the corner, 1-1. Simon Hyde, right-handed hitter. 5 home runs, 27 driven in. The 1-ball, 1-strike stretch and a bouncer foul. That'll be handled by third base coach and manager Bobby Crosby. Count stays 1-ball and 2-strikes. William Simon, 25 years of age. He's from Illinois. Went to school at Wake Forest University. One of a couple of former Demon Deacons on the team. The 1-2 pitch, line drive, foul. Not by much down the left field side. Got out in front of that pitch a little bit. That's that same off-speed pitch. And Simo hit it hard but could not stay behind it quite enough to hit it there. He got out in front of it a little bit, and the count remains a ball and 2 strikes. Simo and Sunday's starter Colin Palouse, both products of Wake Forest University. Ball and 2 strikes. He waits, takes up high for a ball, 2-2. Mission's got the first two. Thomas Malone with a 2-run home run in the second. Cowan's got both runs back in the last half of the second inning. RBIs by Goldberg and Geloff back-to-back. Sack fly and a single. And a Kyle McCann double sets the table here in this third inning. J.J. Schwarz follows with the RBI single. Logan Davidson singles as well, first and second with one away. 3-2 Hounds. 2-2 stretch and a pitch to Simo stays high, ball 3. Well, a full count now from Ben Crowth to William Simonite. Let's see if the runners go. I don't imagine they would. They do not. 3-2. Up, down, and in. Ball 4. Good patience. That's an easy pitch to take a whack at, but Simo lays off. He's walked both times up in this game, and that's walk number 3 for Ben Crowth. And for the second straight inning now, the base is loaded. Simonite, Davidson, and Schwarz on at first, second, and third, respectively. For Shane Selman, he walked his first time up. Mention for Ben Crowth, starting is something he has not done a great deal of. His 8th career start. It's way up and away for ball 1, a ball and no strikes. Half of them coming in this season. His work with Columbus this year was all out of the bullpen. Had a couple of saves for the Guardians. 1-ball and no strikes. Fastball is popped up. Shane Selman is talking to himself. Middle of the infield, so infield fly rule will be called, and Connor Kizer will make that very elementary as he will handle it. So Shane Selman, what do we say so often, man? This game will keep you humble. Last night he was celebrating a game-winning, very dramatic walk-off double, and here with the bases loaded, pops out to shortstop. 2 down now with the bases full, and here's Michael Goldberg. Sack fly his first time around. Yeah, for Michael, boy, just get back and playing again. That's job number 1. Woo, line drive foul right under the feet of his manager and third base coach, Bobby Crosby. That was some pretty nimble footwork, my friend. 0-1 is the count. Bobby on the home plate side of the coaching box with the bases full. 0-1 count. Goldberg waits and lines one to left field, a base hit. Breaking pitch and hung up. Going to send both runners home. There'll be a play at the plate. The throw got a chance and got him. Out at home plate is Logan Davidson. But an RBI for Michael Goldberg. Rockhounds went ahead and rolled the dice a little bit. J.J. Schwarz scored with ease. Logan Davidson is thrown out on a good relay at the dish. So the Rockhounds get a couple in the third inning. Yeah, they have broken the 2-all tie. Final out made at the plate. Give you a quick game summary. Trivia coming up as well. After 3 completed, Momentum Bank Ballpark. Village Car Wash score. Rockhounds 4, San Antonio 2.
After my first car accident, I feared the biggest damage would be to my wallet. I expected a mountain of bills and a long, drawn-out process. But my Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent was there when I needed her and helped me get back on my feet and in my car in no time. Instead of a hassle, I got reassurance and a quick recovery.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Oxy.
Mission's got the first two. The Rockhounds have the next four. It's a 4-2 ball game as we go to the top half of the fourth inning. San Antonio, two runs on one hit. That was the two-run home run by Thomas Malone. Rockhounds have four runs on six base hits in the game, and this contest has been errorless. The Hounds with runs batted in, a couple of them for Michael Goldberg, sack fly, and then a base hit a moment ago. J.J. Schwarz and Zach Gelop have the other RBIs. We go to the fourth inning, and a breaking pitch from Jack Cushing is a called strike to Domingo Leyba. Switch hitting second baseman flew to center field his first time up. The 0-1 pitch is just down and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. Ornelas, Webster, Rivas, and Juan Fernandez in the fourth inning. Jack Cushing with a no windup motion. One ball, one strike. Pitches down and in. Two balls and one strike. Our game summary. This is game number four of a six-game series. Teams meet tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. That'll be fireworks night. And then Sunday afternoon at 2. 2-1 pitch. Boy, just outside. Three balls, one strike. And that will be followed by, as mentioned, boy, they've got to pack the bags again. Second two-week road trip in a row. Three balls, one strike, line shot, right side, base hit. Boy, Leyba got a favorable count and did not miss it. Line shot, right field, leadoff single in the fourth. Second base hit of the game for the Missions, and it's a leadoff single. Here's Webster Rivas. He walked and scored in the second inning. Hounds, as mentioned, will be at Arkansas and at Tulsa. Missions will head for home. They'll be in Nelson Wolf Stadium next Tuesday through Sunday after this, their final visit of the year to West Texas. Pitch by Cushing right down the middle. Rivas taking all the way, called strike, and it's 0-1. Webster, a rather lengthy chat with Tanner Dobson about the location of that pitch. 0-1 set by Cushing. Leyba takes his lead. This ball, a backup delivery, fouled away. Count is 0-2. That rattles into the seats a bit. Mentioned Rockhounds lead the season series now 8-7. Teams will meet one more time in San Antonio. That'll be in late August. And, of course, the Missions with their playoff ticket already punched. 0-2 stretch and pitch, down and away for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Webster Rivas, a .313 average in his stint with the Missions. Again, he's been here before on his way up. He does have some big league time. 1-2 pitch and throw behind the runner, and the ball dribbles away, but no damage done. Leyba will dance the back. Everything Domingo Leyba does. Did not see the strike call. Yep, that is strike three. So Rivas out. That was a check swing strike three. He is out. And then throwing behind the runner is J.J. Schwarz. The ball dribbled away. So strikeout number three for Cushing. One out in the inning. Man at first, one away. Cushing's delivery, a backup off-speed pitch, bounced foul by Fernandez wide of third base. Well, J.J. came up throwing on that and threw behind the runner.
And that kind of drew my attention, but he did throw behind the runner. It was a check swing, strike three. The ball dribbled away from Kyle McCann, and then Domingo Leyva kind of bouncing off the bag. And again, he's 95% ball player and about 5%, I mean this nicely, kind of a cartoon character, and he's so flamboyant. Ground ball up the middle, got a chance, base hit. Fernandez will drive Leyva to second base. Second hit of the inning, sandwiched around a strikeout. Sharp single by Fernandez up the middle. And the Missions have something going here. Two men on and one man down. Third hit of the game, second of the inning. Here's Thomas Malone. Well, these guys, of course, this is their living. So it is serious business. But, again, when what you do, you work. And your work is to play a game. So I've always really liked it when a guy is a little animated and shows some fun having baseball as his career. Boy, that's Domingo Leyva. Pitch to the outside corner just wide for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Watching Domingo as he walks off second base, he takes the short lead. I mean, there are times he gets more aerobic work just leading off second base than most people do all day. One ball, no strikes. Cushing gives him a long look. The 1-0 pitch, and that ball lifted high and foul out of play. Now, Thomas Malone with a 1-1 count, left-handed hitting center fielder. Boy, and he's already been very prominent in this game, both with the glove and with the bat. Terrific catch way back in the first inning, and a two-run home run his last time. Tying runs on base, 4-2 Hounds in the fourth. Left-handed hitter waits. 0-1 pitch and a swing and a miss. Boy, good delivery down and in, and it should be 1-2, I believe, the correct count. Yeah, one ball, two strikes. Jorge Onyo waiting on deck. Leadoff single, Domingo Leyva. Strikeout of Webster Rivas. Single by Juan Fernandez. Two on, one out. Cushing set. Big, deep breath. Right-hander turns and delivers. Ground ball hit out towards second base. Here's Harris. Goes to shortstop for one. Relay from Davidson. Yes, sir. 4-6-3. Double play. Diamondback Energy double play. And comes at a big time right there for Jack Cushing and the Rockhounds. So a couple of base hits in the inning. But the double play will end it. And we'll go to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Village Car Wash bringing you Texas League Baseball from West Texas. And our Village Car Wash score. Hounds on top 4-2.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboys packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the bottom half of the fourth inning of play. We're playing baseball here in West Texas. Up in the panhandle, I think they're getting ready to play, but had a weather delay tonight. My goodness, we're in the middle of July. Go figure, huh? And I have a feeling it being Saturday night at Hodgetown, place is undoubtedly packed, but a little earlier. We were actually on the Jumbotron at Hodgetown. That is so cool, man. That makes my day. But need Mother Nature to cooperate a little bit. Sod Poodles hosting the Corpus Christi Hooks in that ball game, getting ready to play. Top of the order now in the last of the fourth, and here's Zach Geloff. Takes a good breaking pitch, called strike from Ben Krauth, 0-1. Zach 1-for-2, could easily be 2-for-2 with a double, but Thomas Malone denied him on a wonderful running catch to open the bottom of the first inning. Pitch to Zach, a hard hit ball that shortstop gloved on one hop, shoulder high by Connor Kaiser, and that'll make the play relatively easy. Once he caught it, that was the question. A line drive on one hop, one up, one down. Batter is Brett Harris, and he has twice bounced out to the Mission shortstop. Mentioned a couple of just little absolutely trivial things, but I would guess, only the New York Yankees and only during the George Steinbrenner era. First pitch to Brennan. He swings and drives one to deep left field. That is well struck. That ball is going to get a chance. That is off high up the wall. And Brett coming for second base. That is nicely retrieved in left field by Ornelas. Throw in, but Brett is there with a double. Boy, we have seen maybe one, two, or three of those kind of swings from Brett Harris in this homestand pretty recently. He struggled a bit for average, and of course that happens to almost everybody. Was hitting home runs, but not much else. But Brett, well, just an absolute line drive. That put a dent in the left field wall. Ornelas played it about as well as you can and hustled it back in. And Brett hitting under 200 in his last nine games. We've seen a couple of those kind of swings, and, man, that was a line shot. Good breaking pitch to the outside corner to Kyle McCann, and a called strike to the Rockhounds' first baseman. One on and one man down in the fourth inning. Kyle hit by a pitch and then extended his hit streak to 11 with a double. It's a breaking ball down and away. One ball, one strike. He then came around to score on the single by J.J. Schwarz. J.J. on deck for the Hounds. Lefty-lefty matchup here. McCann ready to go. Pitch swing and a miss. Backed up a little bit. Ball and two strikes. Well, it was 1978, and they were having Old Timers Day at Yankee Stadium. Billy Martin had just resigned as Yankees manager, and, of course, that was a tempest. Billy Martin, George Steinbrenner, Reggie Jackson, the Yankees. A swing on a miss, foul tip. Good job by Chandler Siegel to hang on. Strikeout for Ben Crouth. One on with two men down. And I would love to have known the reaction when Bob Shepard, who was the voice, the PA voice at Yankee Stadium all those years, the remarkable, just really kind of one of a kind, he really was, when he was handed the script that he then had to deliver. Here's J.J. now, runner in scoring position. Schwarz takes down and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. J.J. one for two with an RBI single and a run scored. And Bob Shepard introduced Billy Martin to the crowd as part of Old Timers Day. Again, he had resigned as manager of the Yankees. This was 1978, remember. Backdoor pitch called strike 1-1. Billy Martin was introduced as the former manager of the Yankees and, of course, was a player with the Yanks. And he was introduced as the will-be-again manager in 1980. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Big rip by J.J. Comes up empty 1-2. I mean, only the Steinbrenner Yankees with Billy Martin involved would announce that Billy Martin would be the team's manager, not even next season, the season after that. And people went crazy. They, according to nationalpastime.com, was Billy's introduction with a 7-minute standing ovation. And he was going to come back and manage in another year and a half. Go figure. 1-2 pitch, and that'll drop to the dirt, 2-2. Runner in scoring position is Brett Harris. Two men down in the fourth. Rockhounds lead it 4-2. Of course, Billy managed multiple times under George Steinbrenner, had his run-ins with Reggie Jackson. Tremendous teams, of course, and boy, Billy Martin, what a character. You know, bouncer foul, two balls and two strikes to count. I actually had a chance to meet Billy Martin in Atlanta in the winter meetings, I think in winter of 1988. I was hanging around. I was watching the ESPN people set up because I found that fascinating to watch them construct the set and get things ready to go. That's just really cool to watch. And I was waiting for my boss, who knew everybody in the building. 2-2 pitch and a swing and a foul tip. And Siegel hangs on. Inning is over. So back-to-back strikeouts. Ben Crouth comes back strong. He gave up the double to Brett Harris, but comes back with whiffs over two very hot hitters in Kyle McCann and J.J. Schwarz. We played four. Village Car Wash score the Rockhounds 4, San Antonio 2.
At H-E-B, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of H-E-B jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an H-E-B Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit H-E-B, your official game day headquarters, or use the My H-E-B app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Top half of the fifth inning. Rockhounds 4, San Antonio 2. Bob Hart's at the ballpark. I guess they're finally playing baseball now up in Amarillo. That was really cool. I got a note from him and I forgot to answer it. Thank you very much. Can't text and do a ballpark and a ball game at the same time. But the brothers Carey, who do the radio for the Sod Poodles, had let me know that we were up on the Jumbotron at Amarillo during their rain delay or their weather delay. So, man, I'm honored. We were on the board of Hodgetown. So they are now playing baseball. Guys, have a great call and a great evening. Baseball up in the panhandle. We go to the top half of the fifth, the bottom third of the order for San Antonio, Jorge Onya. Strikeout victim his first time up, facing Jack Cushing. First pitch, boy, he lines one left field side. Fair or foul is the question, and that is a fair ball into the left field corner. Going to be handled by Bikina, but Onya, boy, and Onya, boy, he might be out at second base. That was close. Onya, I think, is injured. When he rounded first base, he really started to pull up. Going to get some attention. Onya was almost out at second base. Boy, that really almost would have been cruel and unusual punishment. So, athletic trainer Nick Coberly will come out, but I would be amazed if Onya stays in. He got about a third of the way around first base, and he was really too far beyond the bag, I think, to try to pull up and go back to first base. Philip Wellman will join out at second base, but boy, Jorge, out of the corner of my eye, saw him really start to labor. Got into the bag at second base ahead of the throw, not by much. You might have heard the crowd react a little bit. They thought that maybe he might have been out. And I think, just as a baseball fan, you say happily no. We'll see. But just the way he went around the bag and started to pull up, I would be kind of surprised if maybe at least might take a look at him. He's going to try to run a little bit. We'll see. Missions. Well, he might stay in the ballgame. We'll see. Jorge Onya, leadoff double here in the fifth inning. Of course, this is where athletic trainers are so, well, they're so valuable in so many ways. Some of the hardest working people in minor league baseball, what these guys do, it's impressive. And Onya apparently convinced Nick that he can stay in the game. Of course, they'll ask the right questions. Will the athletic trainers, they know what they're looking for. And if it's a question of does a player think he can stay in the game, that really almost that decision has to be the athletic trainers. There's any doubt whatsoever, but Onya apparently okay. Wonder if maybe might have turned an ankle just a bit, just enough to really slow him down. But he got into second base, tried to run a little bit, so he says he's okay. And Onya will stay in with a leadoff double. And here's Wyatt Ulrich now. Bounced to short his first time up. Left-handed hitter, he's the right fielder. Ground ball right back up the middle, and play is made. Boy, and Onya, he's unable to run. He's going to be tagged out by Jack Cushing. Ball was right back to Jack. And Onya, boy, can't imagine he is going to stay in the game. He's the DH, so and he is walking very slowly off the diamond. So that'll be one unassisted. Boy, you don't see that very often. Fielder's choice for Ulrich. The out is made between second and third with Onya easily tagged out. And the batter is Chandler Siegel. Well, he thought he could stay in and go, but obviously he took maybe, one, two strong strides and could not go any further, so Jack Cushing went over and tagged him out. Runner at first, one man down. So the Hounds kind of gain from that exchange. Pitch to the outside corner, called strike to Chandler Siegel, 0-1. Chandler thought it was wide, and he will discuss. First game of this series, Tanner Dobson was behind home plate, and there were some discussions on the strike zone. Been three or four here tonight. 0-1 pitch down and away, one ball, one strike. Chandler, of course, the San Antonio catcher, so he's got a pretty good idea of what is or is not a strike. One and one the count. He bounced out on a good play by Zach Geloff at third base his first time up. Runner bluffs off first base, and Cushing will step away. Boy, pretty good bluff by Wyatt Ulrich. That was enough to catch the attention of Cushing. He did not throw over, but stepped off. Ulrich, pretty aggressive lead. 4-2 game. Pitch swung on and missed. Boy, that was nasty. Down in the zone, off speed, a swinging strike two to Chandler Siegel. Real quick, as mentioning in that crazy announcement, only the New York Yankees would announce in 1978 that they would have a manager for 1980 and introduce him, and it's the same guy who just resigned as your manager, Billy Martin. One of the more renowned characters of his time, kind of a controversial manager for style. 1-2 pitch down and away, and a good stop by J.J. Schwarz. Kind of picked that almost like a short hop. 2-2 the count. So in 1988, it's my first winter meetings at the Omni in Atlanta. My boss, a wonderful man named Jack Kane, knew just everybody in the building, so I was waiting for Jack and his wonderful wife, Mary, and watching ESPN set up. And over the corner, I see by himself, Billy Martin. Line drive, left side, got a chance. Base hit, soft liner, just got barely to the grass. Pitch appeared to jam Chandler a little bit. Siegel with a base hit. Stopping at second is Ulrich. So the second base hit of the inning. And, of course, a little unfortunate. Onya, who was obviously injured and really unable to run, would have been at second base. Instead, it was a runner at first with one man down. So it's first and second, one away, top of the order, Connor Kaiser. He has been up twice and bounced out to shortstop both times. Top of the order for the Missions. Top of the fifth inning, one on, two out, tying runs on base. Takes down and away for a ball, 1-0. Well, this is 1988, and Billy Martin had a reputation for being, at times, could be a little cantankerous. But I decided, I really thought about it. I didn't know if I really wanted it to bother him. I just wanted to say hi, and so I ambled over and very shyly said hello. Bouncing ball foul, wide of third. And I mean this, I'm being facetious, but you really didn't know whether he was going to, you know, brush you off, say hello, or, you know, punch you in the teeth. And actually, he was very charming. I'm sure the conversation did not last 30 seconds. It seemed to me like it did. But I actually got a chance to meet Billy Martin. That was cool. For your first winter meetings all those 2 years ago, that was kind of cool. 1-1 pitch, a swing and a miss. It's 1-1. I remember that when we parted ways, he said that he wished me well, young man. Wasn't really very true then, and it sure as heck wouldn't be now, but I remember it. Very, very cool stuff. So on this day, Billy Martin, a 7-minute standing ovation, being re-announced as the Yankee manager a year and a half in advance, only at Yankee Stadium. And a swing and a miss and a backup pitch, and out on strikes is Connor Kaiser. So the whip is the second out of the inning, fourth strikeout for Jack. Two men on, two men down, the batter Tirso Ornelas. He has flown to left and bounced to second. Jorge Onya leading off this inning with a double to left, but again, he came up not quite sure what, but something with a leg, with an ankle, stayed in the game, but then was out trying to advance from second to third, and clearly this could not go. Pitched down and in for a ball, one ball and a strike, so that changed the complexion of the inning a bit. It's Wyatt Ulrich who reached on the fielder's choice when Onya was tagged out. Ulrich now at second, Chandler Siegel at first, two out in the inning. 1-0 count, couple of glances at second. Pitch, line drive. That's going to get down for a base hit. That's going to score a run. That might get extras. Over to cut it off is Michael Goldberg. And that is going to wave the runner home. Throw from shallow right field is going to be wide, and run will score. And this is a tie ball game. That is a two-run double for Tirso Ornelas. Just got that ball out of the reach of Michael Goldberg, and he tracked the down, turned it through to Brett Harris. Relay was a little bit wide, not in time, and the Missions tie it up. Ornelas with a two-run double. So as it turns out, actually the Onya issue, of course, it's bad news for Jorge because it doesn't appear that he'll be able to continue, but Missions come back and really score the runs they would have scored anyway, so this is now a 4-4 game. Four runs on six hits for the Missions. Hounds have four runs on seven hits. Top of the fifth, brand new game. Ornelas with his 32nd and 33rd runs batted into the season. Now Domingo Leyva with the go-ahead run in scoring position. One for two is Domingo. Swings and fouls it back. It's 0-1. So a brand new ball game. Ornelas on at second base with two men down. He runs pretty well. He's not a high-volume base stealer, but he can run a little bit, and he can go on contact. Label looking to provide the contact, and he does. Ground ball, and that is going to be under the glove of Harris. That is going to break the tie. Domingo Leyva, two for three. Sharply hit ball. Harris made the dive, couldn't get there, and Leyva brings home the go-ahead run with a single to right center field. Now Webster Rivas with one man on. So the second straight ball game, Jack has given up a good amount of offense. Pitching coach Chris Smith out for a visit. Nobody throwing in the bullpen. By the way, Hilliard IT Solutions trivia. This is a real quick one. This is a rather unusual special event. Unintentional as it may have been. Bob Wickman was a pitcher for the Milwaukee Brewers. He was the closer for the Brewers for the better part of 5 years. Was an all-star, in fact, between 96 and 2000. And it was on this night in the year 2000, the Brewers wanted to pay tribute to him, so they did Bob Wickman All-Star Poster Night. Okay, so July 29th was Bob Wickman All-Star Poster Night in Milwaukee. Very, very cool, except on July 28th, that would be the day before, Bob Wickman had been traded to the Cleveland Indians. That's an unusual poster night, I would think. Here's Cushing's pitch, swung on and missed by Webster Rivas. So the conversation on the mound now over. One man on, two men down. Domingo Leyva doesn't run all that much, but when he goes, he gets there. He's 6 out of 7. 0-1 set by Cushing. Domingo extends the lead, doesn't go. Pitch drops low, 1-1. On that night, by the way, poster night, Bob Wickman poster night, which was held the day after he was traded, the Brewers lost to Colorado 10-2 after giving away 30,000 posters of their former closer. Pitch low and outside for a ball. 2-1. The man say the best laid plans of mice and men. And one of the guys that actually came to the Brewers in the trade gave up 4 of the runs in that game, adding insult to injury. 2-1 stretch. Pitch by Cushing. Down and away. Ball 3. So Jack running up against it here in this fifth inning. Double by Onya started it. Single by Siegel set the table. Then the RBI 2-run double for Ornelas. He scores on the RBI single by Leyva. And the Missions lead 5-4. Pitch. Called strike. Rivas thought that was ball 2. Started to unhook the shin guard, so he will ask for time. 3-2. Webster has walked and scored and struck out in 2 trips. Veteran right-handed hitter. So he is set to go. Label will run with a pitch, already turning in that direction. He goes. Pitch takes flight. Strike 3 call. And boy, Rivas in, I think, some disbelief. Called 3rd strike, and boy, it just got there knee-high on the outside corner. So the 5th strikeout of the game for Jack Cushing, but the Missions have taken the lead. This ball game going back and forth. We go to the bottom of the 5th. Village Car Wash score, Missions 5, Rockhounds 4.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary, but not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
It's time to amp up the fun now during the Ford Summer Supercharged Sales Event. Get great offers on select Ford vehicles, and you'll not only bring back the fun, you'll supercharge it. So stop by the Summer Supercharged Sales Event at your Ford dealer and discover how Ford can take your summer to a whole new level. Not all models, trims, or features may be available. Contact your dealer for information.
Right-hander Moises Lugo will come on to pitch for the Missions, and he, in fact, will become the pitcher of record in this ball game. 4 innings for the starter, Ben Kraut. Ben will give up 4 runs on 7 base hits in his 4 innings of work. He walked 3 batters, and one of those came back to haunt him. And struck out 5, did the left-hander in his 4th appearance since being signed by the Padres organization as a free agent after those a good long stint with the Cleveland Indians and Guardians. So Moises Lugo will face Logan Davidson, Marty Bikina, and William Simonite here in the Rockhounds half of the 5th. And, boy, this has been a back-and-forth ballgame. Missions led 2-0. 2-run home run by Thomas Malone. Rockhounds got the next 4. A sack fly by Michael Goldberg. RBI single by Zach Geloff in the 2nd. RBI single by J.J. Schwarz. And an RBI single from Michael Goldberg, his 2nd ribby of the game in the 3rd inning. And the Mission scoring 3 times just a moment ago in the 5th. Looking to bunt but pushing it foul is Logan Davidson. Good idea. Had him play deep, but pushed it foul. 0-1 the count to the switch hitter. 2-run double, Tirso Ornelas. RBI go-ahead single, Domingo Leyba. Didn't mention it. Domingo with his 52nd RBI of the season. He has really been productive. Logan Davidson, 1-for-2, struck out in the 2nd, singled in the 3rd inning, was thrown out trying to score on the Goldberg single. Delivery swung on and fouled away, and the count is 0-2. Boy, the 2 of the outfielders for the Missions have really been big in this game. Thomas Malone, a 2-run home run, and a great catch off the bat of Zach Geloff in the 1st. Ornelas, the left fielder, has the 2-run double, and he was the guy who threw out Logan Davidson trying to score at the plate with a good throw. Pitch down and away, 1-2. I fear, looking over my shoulder verbally, that I said relay. It was not at the time. It was Ornelas to home plate directly, and a really good throw. 1-2. Pitch to Logan up high, 2. 2-2. Moises Lugo out of the bullpen, making his 22nd appearance. He's made 1 spot start, but basically has been a reliever. 2-2. Pitch to Davidson. Ground ball to the left side. Base hit. Snuck past Fernandez. Well, that time the iPad fooled itself because the third baseman Fernandez was shading well toward the shortstop position. Connor Kaiser, the shortstop, was shading up the middle. The ball went right where the shortstop was, at least in the old days. So Logan 2-for-3. And a leadoff base hit puts the tying run on for Marty Bikina. Marty has singled and scored and struck out in 2 trips. Still playing under mostly blue skies, just a few scattered clouds. Pitched down and away in a really nice athletic backhanded stop by Chandler Siegel. It was an off-speed pitch away, and Siegel had to this kind of half dive into the left-hand batter's box to make that play. Keeps the runner at first. That's a really good play by Siegel. Pitch, and he does it again, a block. He blocks the ball out in front of home plate this time. Boy, back-to-back plays that don't show up anywhere in the box score. They really don't even show up in the play-by-play that you see online. It doesn't say anything more than 1, 2. What it doesn't tell you is that Siegel twice has kept the runner at first base and out of scoring position. Really good plays. It's a swing and a miss. Bikina with a rip, and the count goes 2-1. William Simonite waiting on deck. 5-4 Missions. We're in the bottom half of the 5th inning. Stretch by Lugo. Pitch, well low and inside. 3. 3-1. Moises has been very good, 3.40 earned run average. And he just doesn't give up base hits, although the Rockhounds got a base hit from Logan Davidson against him. But, boy, he is a tough guy to hit. 3-1, ball hit high in the air, straightaway center field, drifting in with room. Malone still coming on. Boy, almost to the infield, and he makes that play. Very, very shallow center field. Now Marty Bikina pops out, one man down. And Davidson back to first. Moises Lugo, in 45 innings coming into this game, had allowed only 30 base hits. He's walked 28 batters in 45 innings. That's a high number, and yet his whip is still 1.29. That's how tough he is to hit. Opposition hitting 188 against the right-hander. Here's William Simonite. takes outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Lugo at 96 miles an hour. A little run on that fastball as well. Simo, without an official at bat, he has walked twice and scored a run. 1-0 pitch. Sails just high. Two balls and no strikes. Shane Selman waiting on deck. Mission's on top, 5-4. Logan Davidson, not a high-volume base dealer, but can run a little bit. Simo takes a strike out there over the inside half. Two balls and one strike. As I mentioned, field in shadows, just a glimmer of sunlight catching the outfield billboard signs in deep right center. 2-1 set. There goes Davidson. Pitch is taken down and away. Throw by Siegel. They got a chance. They get him. Yep, he is out. Davidson thought he might have slid to the backside of the bag and avoided the tag just enough. But nope, he is out. Covering the bag is Domingo Leyva. Crowd not at all happy, and Logan Davidson called out. So it's 3-1. To William Simonite, but the base is now clear. Good strong throw by Chandler Siegel. Davidson got a decent jump on that pitch. And Chandler throws him out. Good catch and tag by Leyva covering. Three balls, one strike, and a number foul. Count goes full, 3-2. And again, you don't get many hits against Moises Lugo. You like to take advantage of him. The Rockhounds trying to run a little bit and gain a bag that way, but Siegel and Leyva deny. Bases empty, two down, and a 3-2 count to Simonite. William waits, 3-2 pitch. Nope, down and away, ball four. So William Simonite has walked all three times up in this game. Simon coming into the game in his last 12, hitting .395. And he's also now, with those three walks, and I'll remind myself to do a note on his on-base percentage, he now has walked 10 times in his last 12 games as well. So he's getting on base at a clip around .450+. Now here's Shane Selman, one on and two out. Mr. Shane, ground ball, third base, and that is going to be a foul ball, not by much. Chasing it into foul territory is Juan Fernandez. And a count 0-1. By the way, speaking of stealing bases and really fun players to watch, this was cool. I jotted myself a note to mention this at some point. And Esturi Ruiz, who just terrorized the Texas League this year, not only up to AAA, but he's made it to the major leagues. That is so cool. Pitch outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. Esturi stole 60 bases in the minors this year, 37 of them with the Missions. He's been gone several weeks, still leads the league by a bunch in stolen bases, and he's long gone. 1-0 pitch. That'll get there. Called strike, and it should be now 1-2, I believe, will be the correct count. One ball, two strikes. Yep, 1-2. Thank you very much, Tanner Dobson. Scoreboard has 1-1. It is 1-2. Give you a number on Esturi in just a moment. Here's the 1-2 pitch. See where this inning goes. Up, pitches inside. Two balls, two strikes. Shane Selman a walk and a pop out to short. Esturi Ruiz has already been promoted to both AAA and to the major leagues. So he's been gone a while. He still has seven more stolen bases than anybody in the league. Here's the 2-2. Punched foul, good protective swing. Pitch too close to take, and Shane fouls it away. 2-2. 5-4 Missions. Last half of the fifth inning. And warm evening started at 95 degrees. Dropped a few degrees here as the sun now begins to set. The pitch down and away, and the count goes full. 3-2. Again, bases on balls, the only stat that is anything but really good for Moises. Lugo on here in the fifth inning. Count is full. Simonite will run with the pitch. Two men out. He goes. Pitch takes flight. Swung on. Hit high in the air. Deep left center field. Long run. Malone, will he get there? He will have to turn, and that ball's out the base of the wall. Shane Selman again. RBI double. Claps his hands together. He walked it off last night. He ties the game this evening with a double in almost the same spot. Boy, Shane Selman might be a guy who's really emerging. He has shown power all season, has hit for a low average. Came in at 202. Well, I just get the sense that he is a guy who, boy, has an awful lot of upside. And again, he won the game last night with a drive almost identical to that one. And again, off guys who are really tough to hit. Angel Felipe last night and Moises Lugo here. Tie ball game. Gets way down in the way, and Siegel makes another good stop as Michael Goldberg takes ball one. Well, the caught stealing looks all the bigger now. That would have been a two-run double for Stelman. Shane with his 31st run batted in. 1-0 pitch, swing, and a miss. We had Goldberg fooled on an off-speed pitch up and away. Michael, of course, hitting for just the second time since May 20th, so, boy, it is tough to keep any semblance of timing. It's really impossible. Take all the BP you want, practice, swinging the fly ball right field. That'll get out of play. Hello, grass burn. Nope, going to get into the seats. Didn't get that far. 1-2, the count. Well, this ball game brand new again. Missions led 2-0 on the Malone home run. Rockhounds answered with the next four. Mission scored three times in the top of this, the fifth inning, and now the Hounds have tied it in the last of the fifth. Tied at five, inning number five. Goldberg swings, reached for that pitch to hang in there. Thought it might have been too close to take. Got a tiny piece of it, fouls it away. Zach Geloff waiting in the on-deck circle. Base runner is Shane Stelman. And Shane can run a little bit. There's two outs in the inning. We go on contact. If contact is made, the 1-2 pitch. High fly ball, center field. Malone going back. Still going back, but he's got room at the track, and he'll haul it in. Well, Michael Goldberg, well hit ball, but it runs out of steam. But the Rockhounds get a run on a couple of hits and a walk. No errors, and one man left on base. So we have played five innings here in West Texas. And after five complete, Village Car Wash score is a 5-5 tie.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Suddenlink.
We're tied at five, and we've played five here in West Texas. Fourth game of a six-game series between the Rockhounds and the San Antonio Missions, Hounds AA affiliate of the Oakland A's. And the Missions, AA affiliate of the San Diego Padres. Five all tie. Line score looks like this. Missions five runs on seven hits. Rockhounds five runs on nine hits. And the game has been errorless. Jack Cushing will face Juan Fernandez to lead it off. Bryce Connelly throwing in the Rockhounds bullpen. Fernandez swings in the first offering and fouls it back. It's 0-1. Thomas Malone, a two-run home run early for San Antonio. Rockhounds Frankensteined a couple together in the bottom of that same inning, the second in this game. Here's the 0-1. Lifted in the air to right field, not deep. Stelman coming on, and he will make the catch in shallow right for the out. One man down in the sixth inning. RBIs in that second inning for the Rockhounds by Michael Goldberg and Zach Geloff, sack fly and single respectively. Hounds took a 4-2 lead. In the third, Kyle McCann set the table with a double. J.J. Schwarz, an RBI single. Michael Goldberg, an RBI single. The Missions got three in the fifth inning. As Thomas Malone stands in, he's had a really good game. Takes a strike on the outside half, upper edge. Missions got a two-run double by Tirso Ornelas and an RBI single by Domingo Leyva to tie and break the tie. Led it 5-4. Pitch up and away. One ball, one strike to Thomas Malone, and the Rockhounds got a one-out walk to William Simonite and an RBI double. Shane Selman, last night's hero, with a ball hit to pretty much the same spot in the ballpark. Swinging the ball again, hitting to right, coming on to Selman. He'll make that catch. That one much harder hit, but a little top spin on it. The line drive settles into the glove of Shane Selman. Back-to-back plays for the Rockhounds right fielder in the sixth inning, and here's Jorge Onya. And let's see if he is... Oh, that's still Onya up there? My goodness. Here, a second now, make sure we got the right guy. Nope, Yorman Rodriguez. There we go. I glanced at the number, saw the uniform number incorrectly, so Yorman Rodriguez will hit. And I had started to say that you almost were certain that Onya would not continue. So Yorman Rodriguez will pinch hit here, then become the designated hitter. Jorge Onya rounding first base after a double just one inning ago. Well, really obviously tweaked something. Here's a high strike to Rodriguez, and it's 0-1 to Yorman. Now he'll pinch hit here in the sixth inning. Bases are empty, two men down. The 0-1 pitch, low and outside from Jack Cushing, 1-1. Jorge did stay in the game. He convinced manager Philip Wellman. Guy's that good, ought to get his last name right. He is. He's tremendous. Here's the 1-1. Down and away for a ball. Two balls and a strike to Rodriguez. Nick Coberly, athletic trainer, is out there as well. Jorge convinced him that he could go, but then a couple of pitches later, bouncing ball back to the pitcher, and Onya trying to advance to third, and boy, he just pulled up. 2-1 pitch is a swinging bunt, first base side, and Cushing will make the play himself and tag Rodriguez for the out. Well, it was Onya in the fifth, and now Rodriguez here in the sixth, one unassisted. You don't get that back-to-back very often, so... For the third time in the ballgame, the Missions go 1-2-3. We're in the middle of the sixth inning of play. Village Car Wash score. Rockhounds 5, San Antonio 5.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for a whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflects auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 meg. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift cards. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
Whataburger has been making breakfast for almost 40 years, and burgers for almost 70 years. So, making a breakfast burger with fresh 100% beef, a hand-cracked egg, bacon, cheese, hash browns, and our creamy pepper sauce seems kind of obvious, right? Of course it does. Now. The limited-time breakfast burger is back. Served 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. at Whataburger.
Last half of the sixth, top of the order, Zach Geloff will lead it off, 1-for-3. He's hit the Dickens out of the ball twice, has one hit to show for it. Takes a called strike from Moises Lugo on the outside corner. Boy, good-looking pitch, 0-1. That's tough. Not much you can do with that breaking pitch. Thomas Malone took extras away from him with a running catch in the bottom of the first. Jack a swing and a miss. Lugo jumps ahead in the count here. No balls and two strikes. Mentioned Moises, really tough to hit. And he has been just I didn't quite get to the last really impressive note on his stat sheet. He is a strikeout machine. Delivery now will just drop low for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Lugo has struck out 65 batters in 45 innings. Again, only 30 base hits, 28 walks. That's the only thing that has kept him from being absolutely sensational. He's pretty doggone good as it is. Ground ball out towards short to his left is Kaiser, and he misplayed the ball. That's going to be an easy one. So that will be an error on the shortstop. Ball was sharply hit. Connor was right there and just flat misplayed it. So a leadoff error, the first error of the ball game. Here's Brett Harris, 1-for-3. Bounced to shortstop his first two times and then ripped a line drive double into left field his last time up. Eventually came around to score. Brett Rockhound, second baseman, 1-for-3. Chokes up on the bat a little bit. Looks to bunt and puts it in the air, and that is a diving catch and a beauty by Rivas in the first base coaching box. Webster Rivas, what a gorgeous catch. Well, of course, 31 is a kid. We all know that. But for a baseball player, I guess 31, you say veteran. You attach that to age 31 at the AA level anyway. And my goodness, as the great Rocky Balboa said to Apollo Creed in one of the early Rocky movies, you move pretty good for an older guy. Wow, that was a nice play. And here's Brett Harris, well, retired, and Cal McCann stands in, takes high ball one. Bunt attempt handled in foul ground. Really good play. One on and one man down. Ball didn't get that far off the ground, and well, Webster made the move quickly. Here's a pop-up off McCann's bat. Chandler Siegel doesn't know where it is. Chandler, you're not alone, but I think that'll get back and out of play. One ball and one strike. Kyle McCann hit by a pitch in the first, a double, extending his hit streak to 11 games in the third, struck out swinging in the fourth. All of that against starter Ben Krauth. Moises Lugo's pitch, that'll get there. Good backdoor pitch, snapped over the outside corner for a strike. 5-5 tie in the last half of the sixth inning. A couple of nights ago, teams played a game that was absolutely tight all the way. Rockhounds winning 3-2 and a Geloff home run in the eighth inning. Tossed to first base. Chases Zach Geloff back. Zach has 8 stolen bases. Remember, he's playing just his 46th game. He's been caught only twice. So he can add at least an element of speed to the good power. One ball, two strikes, check swing, and Kyle went around, and yep, he is out on strikes. I think Kyle, as he kind of lingered for a moment, thought that maybe that should have required an appeal, but Tanner Dobson rings him up. Strikeout number one for Lugo, which is way below his average. Here's J.J. Swores. He's 1-for-3, RBI single and a run scored, couple of strikeouts. One man on, two men down here in the sixth. J.J., right-handed hitter. Lugo set, fires, high strike outside edge, 0-1. Moises throwing it at 94 to 96 range with the fastball. Comes set, delivers his pitch, fouled straight back, jumps ahead of the count here, 0-2. 5 runs, 7 base hits, and now 1 error for San Antonio. 5-9-0 for the Rockhounds. J.J. with an 0-2 count. If he extends the inning, Logan Davidson on deck for the Hounds. Outfield pretty well straight away for J.J. Well, that's unusual anymore. Pitch way up high for a ball. Chandler Siegel comes up ready to throw, but does not uncork behind the runner at first. And, you know, the infield, of course, first baseman Rivas holding the runner on. The infield shading toward the line at third is Juan Fernandez, but this is almost a straight-up defense, about as close as you see anymore. The 1-2 stretch. Boy, just down and away. Tough pitch to take. Just missed low and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Of course, there is so much information. The computer generation, the iPad generation, my goodness, everything from spin rate to spray charts. 2-2 pitch, punch toward first, right at the bag, and Rivas. Boy, that is, and with some exclamation and some animation, lifted the left foot up and then popped it down on the bag. And Webster had a little fun on that play, on that ball. That was room service, gratuity not included. On the bouncer to first base. Love that. Love the stepping on the bag, Webster. Rockhounds will go to the bullpen, I do believe, in the seventh inning. Bryce Conley on the pitch. So we have played 6 innings of Friday night baseball. Village Car Wash score the ball game. It's the Rockhounds and the Missions. We've got ourselves at 5 all time.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag, and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Right-hander Bryce Conley does indeed come out of the Rockhounds bullpen. Jack Cushing's evening is done. Six innings, gave up seven base hits tonight. Jack is, statistically anyway, certainly had a bit of a struggle since coming back from AAA. Five runs all earned, a walk and five strikeouts. 8-9-1 in the order to face the right-handed reliever. Bryce Conley ready to go. Wyatt Ulrich takes a strike down the middle, and it is 0-1, 93 on the fastball. Bryce 2-2, 4.81 the earned run average, his 25th appearance all out of the Rockhounds bullpen. A starter as recently as last year, 0-1 pitch just outside. One ball and one strike. He and his comrade, both from Alpharetta, Georgia, Chase Cohen, both starters a year ago and now working exclusively out of the bullpen. One ball, one strike, looking to bunt, and Ulrich a beauty, charging hard. Third baseman Geloff, off-balance throw, and you're not going to get him. Throw is a little wide anyway, but that'll be a base hit. Boy, gorgeous bunt by Ulrich. Pushed that up the third baseline to the left-handed hitter, just a really terrific bunt. That can still be a weapon. Well, what a time to do it. Tie ball game, top of the seventh inning. Drop one down, and you're on base. Now, Chandler Siegel. Well, mission's going small ball there. Let's see if Philip Wellman will extend that here. Chandler Siegel, 1-for-2. He's bounced out to third on a good play by Zach Geloff. Singled and scored in the fifth inning. Right-handed hitter is Chandler. Is he bunting? He is showing it, and he fouled it away. Oh, and won the count. Chandler Siegel, a North Carolinian, 26 years of age, from New Bern, North Carolina. Right-handed hitting catcher, top of the order, Connor Kaiser waiting on deck. Five all tie, but the Missions with a leadoff man on here in the seventh inning. Trying to break through for the first time in the series. 0-1 stretch, pitched by Conley. Again, a bunt attempt, and this time got it down, and that is a beauty. And Bryce will flip, and boy, that's just in time for the out. Siegel thought he might have beat it, and it was close. Chandler looked back and gave a safe sign, but nope, he was out, but that was very close. That ball was right on the line, which makes it a tight window for the throw, but a perfect sacrifice bunt. And a couple of those in this series. Tie-breaking run in scoring position. One down in the seventh inning. And Connor Kaiser at the plate, coming off the injured list today. And gets the start at shortstop and at the top of the order for the Missions. Has bounced to shortstop twice and struck out. So a bunt single and a sacrifice bunt. And without getting the ball past the bases, the Missions have a runner in scoring position. Running on the pitch. And boy, there'll be no throw. Great jump that time by Wyatt Ulrich. I'm going to check the result on the pitch. I believe a strike, 0-1, but now a runner at third base. So, boy, small ball deluxe, and I mean deluxe. Ulrich with a really good jump. Infield in, 0-1 count. Kizer waits, pitched by Connolly, low and outside for a ball for Bryce, one ball and one strike. Well, I mean, that is small ball deluxe, isn't it? That's effective as the Dickens. Bunt single, sacrifice bunt, stolen base. 1-1 pitch, chopped straight down off his foot by the Mission shortstop. One ball and two strikes. Connor Kizer, signed as a free agent by the Padres before this season. He's from Shawnee Mission, Kansas. One ball, two strikes. Again, infield in. Runner at third. One away. 1-2 pitch by Connolly. Up and in for a ball. Count is 2-2. And a backup pitch that stayed high and tight. Mission's trying to break a five-all tie here in the top of the seventh inning. Infield even with the bases on the left side all the way to the grass on the right. 2-2 pitch. Line drive. Base hit just over the glove of Zach Geloff. Boy, and I mean the Mission's just absolutely manufactured a run, and that is just great baseball. RBI single by Kizer. And, you know, you run that risk. Geloff reached for that ball, didn't miss it by all that much. If you're playing back, that's an easy out. But, again, the infield in, and you're trying to deny the run, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But how beautifully was that run manufactured? Bunt single, sacrifice bunt, stolen base, line drive, base hit. 5-5 tie now, a 6-5 Missions lead. Tirso Ornelas takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. Tirso flew to left in the first. He bounced out to second base in inning number three. And he doubled, driving in a pair in the fifth. And has a really good outfield assist to his credit in this game, denying the Rockhounds a run, throwing out Logan Davidson at the plate in the third inning. Tossed to first base, chasing the runner back. Connor Kizer hasn't run a ton, but when he has gone, he has reached base. There's a bouncer foul right at the plate. Count is 0-2. Kizer a perfect 8-for-8 in stolen bases. So each team now with 9 base hits. Missions lead it 6-5. Second lead of the game for San Antonio. They led it 2-0 early. Actually, their third lead in. And, yeah, the 0-2 pitch just up high for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Rockhounds took a 5-4 lead. Missions came back and tied it. Or other way around, rather. Missions took a 5-4 lead. Hounds then came back and tied it. So third lead for San Antonio. There we go. 1-2 pitch just outside, 2-2. Domingo Leyba, who is 2-for-3 in this game, he is on deck. Base runner Connor Kizer, one man down in the inning, out on the sacrifice bunt. 2-2. Kizer will again draw a throw, but that's a second throw over, so should have a little more leeway, should be able to extend the lead a little more now. Another throw over in this at bat, and you have to either get him or he is given second base. Conley's pitch popped high in the air, shallow right center field. Michael Goldberg is under it, and he has got it for the out. That was interesting. I was watching Shane Selman a little bit as well, watching both outfielders. Shane kind of drifted into right center. I don't know if he had a beat on the ball or not, but Michael Goldberg did, so it was looked like it was his all the way. So two down in the inning, and now here is Domingo Leyba. Domingo flew out to center field his first time up. He has singled twice since. Single in the fourth with stranded RBI single, giving the Missions a 5-4 lead in the fifth. Conley's pitch, hard hit ball, base hit right side, third base hit in a row for Leyba, ripped that ball to right field. Connor Kizer will move as far as second base. So Leyba, a 3-for-4 ball game with a ribby. Third hit of the inning, and now here's Webster Rivas. Webster walked and scored on the two-run home run by Thomas Malone in the second. He has struck out twice since. Right-handed hitter. Don't know if the same guy as last night. We have the chance starting. It worked last night. Good crowd last evening. Good backup pitch called strike to Bryce Connolly. 0-1 from Connolly to Webster Rivas. So runner in scoring position is Connor Kaiser. Domingo Leyva on at first, and both guys can scoot a little. 0-1 count. Conley set. 6-5 missions in the seventh. He will turn but not throw to second base. Crowd last night was a good bunch on Thirsty Thursday, of course, and it was really just an enthusiastic crowd. Special promotional event notwithstanding, really was. They just didn't have much to yell about until the last of the ninth. The 0-1 stretch and pitch. Low outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Big situation here for Bryce Conley and the Rockhounds. First and second, two down, one run in. Well, the Missions in a one-run lead. Dangerous hitter at the plate. He's made a couple of good defensive plays in this game as well. Here's the stretch pitch by Conley. That ball lifted in the air to right field. Selman right there. He will glove it. The inning is over. So it is one run on three base hits. No errors. A couple of men are left on base. As boy, the Missions really manufactured beautifully the go-ahead run. Seventh inning stretch. Take me out to the ballgame time. Non-Googleable trivia coming up. Village Car Wash score. The Missions 6. The Rockhounds 5.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
Moises Lugo back to the mound. He is still the pitcher of record for the Missions. Not going to go into the history books for this one. This is absolutely right now. I caught this today. Just on one of the websites, I believe it was MLB.com, as a matter of fact. Going to tell you about a starting pitcher in his last seven starts. Check these numbers. 45 innings, 74 strikeouts, 10 walks. It's a 7-1 ratio. 9 earned runs. That's a 1.80 ERA. 6 of the runs came in one inning when he got tired. 45 innings, 74 base hits. Or excuse me, 74 strikeouts, 74 whiffs. 10 walks and 9 earned runs. Who might he be? And there's more to his stat line. Those 9 runs he's given up in 45 innings, 6 of them came in one inning when he got tired against the Atlanta Braves. Tough lineup anyway. Called strike to Logan Davidson. We go to the bottom of the 7th inning. Moises Lugo back on the mound. Updating my card here just a moment, I beg your pardon. Check swing, pitch drops low, one ball, one strike. 6 runs, 10 hits, 1 error for the Missions, 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Rockhounds. I said that out loud, so I just make sure my card is caught up, and it is. Pitch to Logan inside for a ball, 2 balls and 1 strike. That pitcher we told you about, he's also in that same stretch. His slugging, .590. Yeah, he does both things very well, hit and pitch. He is modern-day Babe Ruth. Here's the 2-1, and that's outside ball 3. Shohei Ohtani. 45 innings, 74 strikeouts. That's Major League Baseball. And that's what, like 1 2/3 strikeouts per inning. That is something. Pitch just outside ball 4. Again, the only thing Lugo does that is not necessarily what you'd like is walk a lot of guys. And he walked Simonite in the 5th, and that turned into a run. He walks Logan Davidson leading it off. Logan, a good ball game. 2-for-3 plus a walk. And here's Marty Bikina. 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. Well, it was MLB.com. It was with Brian Kenny and his panel talking about the possibility of Shohei being traded. Boy, I don't know. Pitch up and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. They offered some very interesting thoughts. You get a bunch of prospects for him. Those are going to be guys that aren't going to be contributing for, 2 or 3 seasons. And, boy, you'd Pitch a called strike, one ball, one strike to Bikino. One on and nobody down in the seventh. I think of who it was who made the point that you're the Angels, man. You've got to get Mike Trout to the postseason. And as the man said, sooner than later. 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Boy, filthy breaking ball away, and the count goes 1-2. Of course, Shohei and Juan Soto, the two guys at the top of the will-they-be-traded list. That's going to be fascinating. Next Tuesday, the trade deadline. Here's the 1-2. Check swing, tempted, didn't go. Pitch down and away, 2-2. Soto, of course, my goodness, what an impact he's going to have. Will be one of the more interesting trades if indeed it is made. What do they get for him? 2-2 pitch popped in the air. Marty frustrated. On the middle of the infield, Leyba coming on. Is he going to catch it? Yes, he is. Boy, he kept coming on, and there's a little bit of wind, and it's enough to push the baseball, but Leyba makes the catch. Marty Pequena pops out to the second baseman. One man down, and the batter is William Simonite. 6-5 missions in the seventh. And a visit now to the mound from Chandler Siegel. So a three-man visit, Domingo Leyba. Moises Lugo. I don't know if translation is involved there, but Domingo joining the conversation with Chandler and Moises. Given a glance at the bullpen, there had been some movement down there, and I should have paid more close attention. I don't believe anybody's throwing behind Lugo. So it's one man on, one man out, and the batter is William Simonite. He's been here all night, but he doesn't have an at-bat yet. He has walked three times and scored twice. 6-5 missions in the bottom of the seventh inning. First pitch to Simo. Stays up and in. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. This one a lot more scoring than two nights ago, but same kind of a ball game. Neither team able to shake the other. 1-0 pitch. Backs up over the heart of the plate. Called strike. 1-1. Good looking pitch by Lugo. Is down in the zone. Had really good movement to it. Started right back at the hip pocket and busted over the heart of the plate about knee high. One ball, one strike. This one drops to the dirt. Good stop by Siegel. And he's done that three or four times in this game. Two balls and a strike. Sky turning a deep, dark blue-gray. Heading into the evening time. 7 o'clock start tonight. This has been the case a couple of times. A lot of base runners in this game. 2-1 pitch. Fouled straight back. 2-2. Hounds, in fact, leadoff walk in this inning. Rockhounds have not gone in order in this game. Missions have gone in order three times. But teams have combined for 19 base hits in the game. 6-5 missions. 2-2 to Simonite. Davidson takes the lead. Pitch to Simo. Fouled away. Jammed him with a 2-2 pitch. And he just kind of fought it off and send it into the seats on the first base side. The count 2-2. Shane Selman waiting on deck. He was an RBI double in this game after the heroics last night. Simonite waits 2-2. Time is called at home plate. Simo hitting 259. That's what he came into the game at, and he's walked three times. 2-2. Davidson takes the lead. One man down. Pitch fouled away again. Down will stay. Two balls and two strikes. Hounds and Missions tomorrow evening at 7. Fireworks night. Remind you, Hounds will be gone for a couple of weeks again after tomorrow's game. So love to have you join us Saturday, Sunday, or both. Have a family day afternoon at 2 o'clock. First pitch on Sunday. 2-2. Swing and a miss. And he got him. Boy, again, a ton of strikeouts for Lugo. That's just his second in 2 2/3 innings, and that is well below his average. But he gets a guy who has really been hot of late. Simo, even with that strikeout, 17 for his last 44, so he's hitting right about 375 over that stretch. Here's Shane Selman, 1-for-2. He has walked, popped to short, and an RBI double. Base to the wall in left field, about the same spot he walked off last night. Picks up high for a ball, 1-0. Shane Selman, right-handed hitter. 25 years of age. Crystal Beach, Texas is home. McNeese State University is where he played his college ball. 1-0 pitch, swing and a high fly ball left field, but this one's not going to carry. Drifting well in fact, is Ornelas, and he'll make the play. So this time, no doing, and it's no runs or hits, a leadoff walk, and that goes by the boards. We have played seven missions with a one-run lead. To the top of the eighth inning we go. Village Car Wash score, San Antonio 6, the Rockhounds 5.
In Texas, there's pea-size hail and baseball-size hail. Guess which one hit our house? We didn't even know where to begin, but we called our Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent, and he was so reassuring. He knew exactly what to do to get our house back into shape and our lives back to normal. Now, we're even more thankful for the roof over our heads.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plans. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Top of the eighth inning, San Antonio on top, 6-5. Quick game summary for you. Rockhounds radio as we go to the top half of inning number 8. San Antonio, 6 runs, 10 hits, 1 error, 6-10 and 1 for the Missions. Rockhounds have 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors, 5-9-0. One home run in the game, and that's Thomas Malone. That started the scoring in the top half of the second inning. Missions, as mentioned, have now led 3 times, 2-0, 5-4, and now 6-5. After trailing 2-0, Rockhounds took a 4-2 lead at one point. Came back and tied it at 5-5 after the Missions regained the lead. Juan Fernandez takes a called strike. Top of the eighth inning underway. Fernandez, Malone, and then Yorman Rodriguez, who is now the designated hitter, replacing Jorge Onya. 0-1 pitch. Lined in the left field, boy, reached out and just yanked a pitch that was middle out. Juan Fernandez. Well, that's strong. Pitch was up in the zone. Again, middle out, and he just reached out and yanked it, pulled it into left field. So fourth base hit allowed by Bryce in an inning plus. And now Thomas Malone. Well, he's 1-for-3, but the one was awfully big. 2-run home run, top of the second inning. You know, wonderful running catch in the bottom of the first inning of this game to take extras perhaps away from Zach Geloff. Looks to bunt. Takes down and in for a ball. Again, the Missions, well, I mean, manufacturers deluxe of the go-ahead run in the seventh inning. We'll see if they try to do the same here. Geloff cheating in at third. Logan Davidson, the shortstop, playing toward the middle. Looking to bunt. Drawing the bat back. Taking ball two is Thomas Malone. So it worked last inning with a bunt single, in fact, to start it. This time a single to left field. Let's see if Thomas Malone is asked to try to bunt. Toss over to first base. And chase the runner back. Again, these teams play tomorrow evening. 7 o'clock will be our start time. And Sunday afternoon at 2. 2-0 stretch and pitch. Up there, fastball outside corner at the knees. Can't throw it much better than that. So Thomas Malone now a 2-1 count. Mentioned the Hounds will be bound for the road after Sunday. The Missions will head for home. Pitch, that'll get there. Same spot. Called strike two outside half of the plate, about knee high. And the cheat note here, sure, they are going to face Will the Missions, the Wichita Wind Surge. That'll be a good series. That'll be Tuesday through Sunday at Nelson Wolf Stadium. Here's a swing and chopper right back up middle. Logan Davidson near the bag, makes the play, steps in the bag, throws to first, 6-3, double play. Diamondback Energy double play. Ball hit right at the bag. Logan was shaving that way, and he will make the 6-3 And the base hit is wiped away. The batter will be Yorman Rodriguez. Base is empty, two down. So Missions will be at home if you're watching MILB TV from the Alamo City or anywhere in the area. Nelson Wolf Stadium next Tuesday through Sunday. Hounds make one more visit before the year is over. Swing of the first pitch. Fly ball foul off Yorman Rodriguez's bat. That's going to get into the seats. A trio of Rockhounds in pursuit as far as they could go, and the count is 0-1. Rockhounds will be at Arkansas next week, seeing the best pitching staff in the league. And, boy, the Travs have struggled to put runs on the board at times, but the pitching staff has been awfully good. And then the Tulsa Drillers. So Hounds going to see a couple of really good pitching staffs. Tulsa has the best overall record in the league, so you know they are good. Swinging a fly ball, foul of fair territory, right field. Shane Selman drifting in, and he will make the play. So the fly ball to right after the foul ball into the right field seats. This one is fair. This one's handled by Shane Selman. So no runs on the leadoff single, no errors. And on the double play, there's nobody left on base. So we go to the bottom half of the eighth inning of play. And again, just much like a couple of nights ago, these two ball clubs really going at it. Village Car Wash score to the last of the eighth. Missions lead it 6-5.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service. We offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Saltgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of seven spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
We go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Moises Lugo's evening is done. And really kind of an interesting one for him. The one thing he didn't do much of was strike anybody out. That's usually what he does, an absolute bundle of. The guy who's been outstanding of late for San Antonio, Osvaldo Hernandez, will come on to pitch. One of the two left-handers in the Missions bullpen. So Osvaldo will come on in the eighth inning. Three innings for Moises Lugo. One run on two hits. Two walks and two strikeouts. So the Rockhounds put the ball in play against him, which is not always very easy to do, but they had got one run, and Lugo will remain, the pitcher of record in this game. Trying to write down Osvaldo Hernandez, and apparently with the pen moving, the lips cannot. Thank you very much. So can't do the two things at once. Yeah, multitasking is not my life. It'll be 9-1 and 2 in the order. Michael Goldberg, Zach Greinke, and Brett Harris. So it is San Antone 6, Rockhounds 5. Michael Goldberg is 1-for-2, sacrifice fly, RBI single, and he flew out to center his last time up. We have a change here for San Antonio. Give me writing down the pitcher. And have a defensive change, too, and we're going to get to that called strike down the middle to Michael Goldberg. Catch McCard up momentarily. Pitch is down and in for a ball. One ball and one strike. Michael, right-handed hitter again, just coming off the IL. Ground ball right side. This is going to be deflected. And off the glove of Rivas, and that will be going to be an error. So the ball deflected, and Michael Goldberg will reach on the E3. Rifkin Reyes in at second base. I want to make sure that is the only change. It's the only one that I saw, again, getting the pitcher changed, and I believe it is Reyes for Leyva, and I think that's the only change I see. It's the only one on the electronic box as well. So Osvaldo Hernandez on the mound. Ripken Reyes now playing second base. And here's Zach Niloff now with one man on and nobody down on the error. Pitch called strike at the knees, and it's 0-1. Zach is 1-for-4 with an RBI single. Cheating in at third is Fernandez. He's even with a bag, and he is only about two steps off the line against the right-handed hitter. So playing in, but also no doubles. Big swing and a miss. Geloff comes up empty, and the count is quickly 0-2 to the Hounds' third baseman. Left-hander on the mound, remember, in Osvaldo Hernandez. Goldberg has good speed. Here's the 0-2 pitch way down and in at the shoe tops. One ball and two strikes to count. Osvaldo, 4-1, 4.95 ERA, been outstanding of late, 21 appearances overall, has made four spot starts, but primarily has been used in relief. Tying run on at first base, nobody out, bottom of the eighth, 1-2 to Geloff, and a swing and a miss. When he got him, he cranked that, that was elevated. Zach could not catch it, so one man down in the inning, one on and one out. Red Harris will be the batter. Moises Lugo, who came on in inning number five, again goes three innings in this game, gives up two base hits. One run it was earned, two walks, two strikeouts. He remains the pitcher of record. We're going to make sure we got that out. Ground ball out towards short. That might be two. That's late, but it's shortstop. Now, I think they missed one other. I wonder if there wasn't another. Maybe another change, and yep, there was. Saliba moving over to short. The electronic box hadn't caught up with that either. So a double play, easily turned. Inning will come to an end. I will double-check and double-check that defense here as the Mission's made multiple changes in the inning. And they turned the double play to get out of the inning and hang on to a one-run lead. So we are bound for the top half of the ninth inning. And after eight complete at Momentum Bank Ballpark, Missions are on top. Village Car Wash score of the game, 6-5.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials. All at OlympusProperties.com. Your home. Our passion. Olympus Properties.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment. Made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
It's time to amp up the fun. Now during the Ford Summer Supercharged Sales Event. Get great offers on select Ford vehicles, and you'll not only bring back the fun, you'll supercharge it. So stop by the Summer Supercharged Sales Event at your Ford dealer and discover how Ford can take your summer to a whole new level. Not all models, trims, or features may be available. Contact your dealer for information.
Chase Cohen comes on the pitch for the Rockhounds in the ninth inning, and he will try to keep this a one-run ball game. Going to get you the rest of the update, by the way, on that San Antonio lineup. I went next door to check with our official score and everybody in the other booth, and everybody else was doing the very same thing I was. Got the pitcher changed, saw the Reyes change, but missed the other one. Domingo Leyba moves from second to shortstop, and it is Connor Kaiser, his first game back off the injured list, who comes out of the game. So it is Ripken Reyes in the leadoff spot. He will bat third, in fact, in this inning. He's at second base and Leyba moving from second to shortstop defensively for San Antonio, and they turned a nice double play. In fact, it was Leyba to Reyes and on to Webster Rivas to end that last inning with a double play. Pitch down low from Chase Cohen to Wyatt Ulrich. Boy, Ulrich has been huge in this game. A bunt single. Went to second on the sacrifice, stole third, scored on a base hit in the seventh, and that's the difference in the game. Fastball from Cohen drops down low, two balls and no strikes. First two runs in this ball game for the Missions came on a home run, the go-ahead run in the seventh inning coming on two bunts, a steal, and a single. Pitch to the outside half of the plate called strike, and it's 2-1 to the left-handed hitter. Wyatt has scored twice in this game. He reached on a fielder's choice and scored in the fifth, so he's 1-for-3. Single, couple of runs, and a stolen base. The 2-1 pitch. Chopped toward third. Playing in is Harris. He'll make the play, or Geloff rather throw to first, boy just in time. My goodness, he does hustle, does Ulrich. He has good speed. 5-3 put out. Zach Geloff making the play to give credit properly. One man down in the ninth inning, and here is Chandler Siegel. He is the catcher, and Ripken Reyes comes to the on-deck circle. 6-5 missions in the top half of the ninth inning. Siegel, right-handed hitter, dropped down a gorgeous sacrifice bunt his last time up, and again, that helped the winning or the go-ahead run score. The missions hope it will be the winning run. Pitch down low for a ball. Check swing did not go. One ball, one strike. Missions trying to break through in the series. Rockhounds winning the first three. And, of course, Missions took a two-run lead into the ninth inning last night. Rockhounds rallied back to win it. 1-0 pitch. That'll get there. High strike outside edge. One ball, one strike to Siegel. Chandler 1-for-2. Bounced out on that nice play by Zach Geloff at third base back in the third. Singled and scored in the fifth. And then dropped down the beautiful sacrifice bunt his last time. Here's a 1-1. Drops to the dirt. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. In the Rockhounds' ninth, it will be the heart of the order. And in fact, well, I don't know if you believe in deja vu or even want to go there, but it'll be the same guy leading off the ninth that did last night, Kyle McCann. The swing and a well-hit ball in the right center field. This ball is going to be over the head of Goldberg all the way to the base of the wall. Rounding first on his way to second is Chandler Siegel. Stand-up double. Inside-out swing. Ball was tailing away from Goldberg. Michael could not get there and just stand-up double for the Missions catcher. Chandler Siegel doubles to right center. So one man on, one man down. Not a glamorous job, of course, when you come in with your team trailing, but Chase Cohen trying to keep this ball game a one-run game. Bryce Conley went two innings, gave up four base hits. That double is the 12th hit of the game for the Missions. No walks, no strikeouts for Bryce. Pitch just outside from Chase Cohen, one ball, no strikes, to Ripken Reyes. Came on defensively at second base in the last half inning. Took us a while to get him identified and in the right spot in the order. Chase Cohen set, runner in scoring position, one man down. Right-hander with a kick, pitch, rolled out towards shortstop. Logan Davidson going to have to hurry a little bit, throws off balance and got him by a step. What a good play by Davidson with the off-balance throw. Advancing to third is Chandler Siegel. Runner at third, two men down in the ninth inning. And the batter is Tuso Ornelas. He's 1-for-4, but the one was a big one, a two-run double. Domingo Leyva will come to the on-deck circle. And J.J. Schwarz will go out for a visit with Chase Cohen on the mound. We have made the journey fully into night sky now. It's pitch black all around us. Really lengthy discussion here. Now it is concluded. Just about the time Tanner Dobson started to head that way. So mound visit has been made. That, I believe, is two in the ball game for the mission, or for the Rockhounds, rather. And Ornelas now will step back in. Chandler Siegel, one out double, goes to third base on the bounce out. He's at third with two away. 6-5 San Antonio, and a pitch by Cohen. Breaking pitch drops low, 1-0. Ornelas, 1-for-4 in the game, again having a very solid year, .287, has 33 runs been driven in, including the two-run double in this game. The 1-0 stretch, pitch by Cohen, fastball strike, just got there outside half. One ball, one strike. Ornelas turning and asking, I think, about that call. Cohen settles in, one ball, one strike. Ornelas waits from the left side, stands slightly open. Breaking pitch, got there, called strike. Boy, nasty yacker by Chase Cohen. 1-2. Chase out of the Hounds bullpen, making appearance number 30. Second only on the team to Nick Heiberger. Yeah, boy, good bunch here tonight there. Trying to crank things up. Like I said, it worked last night. We'll see. One ball, two strikes. Pitch by Cohen. Check swing. I think they will appeal now. Just a little check swing. Did not go. Two balls, two strikes. Not a bad idea, though, to ask. You never know. So 2-2 to Ornelas. She's going to mop the brow real quick like. Now he steps back to the pitcher's rubber. Standing into the left-hand box is Ornelas. Chase comes set. Hands drop down to the belt. Here's the two-ball, two-strike pitch. Sent right back up the middle. Davidson behind the bag is there to make the play and the throw, and the inning is over. Boy, the iPad comes up big again. Really had him shaded up the middle. That ball went right over the bag, right up the middle, but Davidson was there. No runs on a base hit. No errors and one man left on base. Well, been here before. We'll see if it's deja vu. To the bottom of the ninth inning. Village Car Wash score, San Antonio 6, Rockhounds 5.
At HEB, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of HEB jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an HEB Prime 1 burger that you grill to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit HEB, your official game day headquarters, or use the My HEB app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, is a Whataburger. A fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese and, oh my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos. I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger. Just like you like it.
Last night, Rockhounds trailed 5-3 going to the ninth inning, and Kyle McCann led it off. Tonight, Rockhounds trail 6-5 going to the last of the ninth, and Kyle McCann will lead it off. And we'll see if the resemblance continues any further beyond that. Kyle will be the leadoff batter with J.J. Schwarz and Logan Davidson to follow. Osvaldo Hernandez, left-hander, back to the work now, back to the mound, rather, and back to work here. Osvaldo has his second save opportunity of the year. He did not convert his first one. Moises Lugo, the pitcher of record. Osvaldo came on in the eighth inning. Now, again, the middle infield, just to make sure that we set it up correctly for you, Domingo Leyva is the shortstop. Ripken Reyes at second. Pitch to McCann called strike. And the ninth inning underway. Kyle, left-handed hitter. 1-for-3, double and a run scored. Back up pitch, lifted in the air to left center field, right center field, excuse me, drifting over and in to his left is Thomas Malone, and he will make the catch. Fly ball center field, so this time Kyle McCann is retired as Thomas Malone handles that one with ease. One away for J.J. Schwarz. Well, we got a cheering section down below trying to get something going here. J.J. 1-for-4 with a single, a ribby, and a run. A couple of strikeouts and a bounce out. And for J.J., 1-for-4 is, at least as of late, something of a slump. First delivery, check swing, boy, did not mean to, and he fouled it away. Pitch up and in a little bit, but back to the screen it goes, and it's an 0-1 count. Hernandez looks in, left-hander has the sign, 0-1 pitch, and that's a check swing foul ball back to the screen, really tied him up. At a three-quarter swing, that's a great pitch by Hernandez. Cuban native, 6 feet even, 180 pounds or so. Been with the Padres a while, signed with him as a free agent in 2017. Did Osvaldo Hernandez trying to close the door here in the ninth inning. 0-2 pitch, down and in, one ball, two strikes. J.J., right-handed hitter. Third baseman is Juan Fernandez, and he is... no doubles time. Very near the left field line. The third base line. Delivery is down low. Ball two. Didn't miss by much. 2-2. Outfield, of course, playing very deep at this point. You want to keep the ball in front of you if it comes to that. Rest of the infield pretty well straight away. 2-2 pitch. Fly ball. Right field. Going back. Plenty of room. Settling in Ulrich. He's got it. Two men down in the inning. So the mission's an out away from getting on the board, if you will, in this series. Logan Davidson, the batter, he's 2 for 3, 2 singles, and a base on balls for the switch hitter. He'll turn around and bat from the right side. Boy, the run that is the difference in this game, just absolute, positive, old school. Logan swings, sends one up the middle. That's got a chance, and it is in the center field, a base hit. Logan Davidson with his third hit of the game. And that'll bring up Marty Bakina. Hound's not going gentle into that. Good night, Logan, with a base hit. He said he has really been swinging the bat well in the second half. Philip Wellman is going to make a visit to the mound. Let's see if this is the manager, not the pitching coach, Pete Zamora. And although hasn't made any call yet, and now he will. So going to go to the bullpen here, and Osvaldo Hernandez is done for the evening. So Osvaldo goes an inning and two-thirds. Gives up one base hit, that a moment ago to Logan Davidson. No walks and one strikeout. So he will get a hold in this ball game. And we'll see who comes out of the bullpen here in the ninth. It'll be one man on and two men down. So Philip Wellman making a late change in this one. Fourth game of this six-game set. Again, Mission's trying to break through in terms of the win column. I believe this is Kevin Copps. Just wanted to get a little better look. Right-hander coming in out of the Mission's bullpen. Copps has been one of the guys who has saved some games. The only man with a save other than Angel Felipe, who, again, suffered only his third blown save of the year last night. So it will be, yep, and it will be Copps who will come on. 3 saves in 4 opportunities. He will try to get one out and make it his 4th save, and this one with a right-hander. Kevin Copps is on to pitch. And Marty Bakina will face him. Kevin Copps on the season out of the bullpen, making his 29th appearance. He's 1-1 with a 4.37 earned run average. As mentioned, 3 saves and 4 chances. He's well under a hit per inning, 29 hits in 35 innings pitched, 23 walks, so that number is a little high, and 35 strikeouts, so he's right at a whiff per inning. And he will face Marty Bakina with William Simonite on deck if the Hounds can extend this inning. It's 6-5 San Antonio in the last half of the ninth inning. By the way, looking and trying to think, I think it was Monty who pointed it out earlier today, and I was looking at it last night. When you look at the overall standings in the Texas League, and specifically in the Texas League South, 3 teams are basically in a flat-footed tie: San Antonio, Frisco, and the Rockhounds. San Antonio is slight. In fact, I'm not even sure on for percentage, win percentage. I think they should have a slight edge, but it's basically a flat-footed tie. All 3 teams. Mission's 48 and 43, Rockhounds and Frisco 49 and 44. And a pretty balanced division. Now here's Marty Bakina, 2 men down, last of the ninth inning. First pitch from Copps is just low, ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. Mission's, of course, overtook the Rough Riders for the first half title. Rockhounds were not a factor down the stretch in the first half. 1 ball and no strikes. Pitch to Bakina, drops down low, ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes, again for Kevin. The bases on balls, the only number that stands out a bit. Other than that, really good. And falling behind here, though, 2 balls and no strikes. Base runner is Logan Davidson, 2 out, last of the ninth inning. No doubles defense, third baseline, Fernandez. Pitch to Marty, backs up over the inside corner, called strike 2-1. Second baseman Reyes shaving up the middle a little bit. Leyva toward the hole, it's short. 2 balls, 1 strike, pitch to Bakina, down and away, ball 3. 3-1, guy who's been really good, William Simonite, waiting on deck. A new supply of baseballs quickly delivered to home plate umpire and crew chief Tanner Dobson. 3 balls, 1 strike, Mission 6, Rockhounds 5, 2 out in the last of the ninth, crowd cranking it up again. 3 balls, 1 strike. Pitch to Bakina, drilled it, but foul. Boy, that's a line shot onto the grass berm, third base side. So full count. So the baseball kettle comes to a boil here. 3-2, two out, last of the ninth inning. One man on in a one-run ball game. Logan Davidson will run with the pitch. Cops has his sign. Hands it the letters. 3-2 pitch to Marty. It's inside. It's ball four. And it's first and second. Missed by a whole bunch. I think it clearly did miss up and in. Cops kind of looked in a little bit, did Kevin? I understand that. It was a relatively close pitch. So now here is William Simonite, who is 0-for-1, plus three walks and two runs scored. He's walked three times, scored twice, struck out once. Tying run, scoring position, two outs, last of the ninth. Simo waits, pitch, strike, outside corner of the knees. Good pitch by Cops. Right-hander, arm at his right side, looks in, has the sign from Chandler Siegel. Runners their leads, 0-1 count. Pitch on the way to Simo, lines it, but foul, left field side. Hit it hard, but hit it foul, and it is 0-2. Watch Juan Fernandez, third baseman, watching that ball track, and hit the deck and hit the ground in foul territory. Bounced up and down one time. I'm sure in some relief. But now it's 0-2, so Kevin Copps a strike away from ending the game. 0-2 stretch. Simo waits. Pitch to the plate. Outside and high for a ball. 1-2. Davidson a two-out single. Bikina a two-out walk. It's a 1-2 count to William Simonite. 6-5 missions. Last of the ninth with two down. Simo waits. Cops is set and time is called at home plate. Crowd booing. Of course, they shouldn't. I think it was the batter who called time. Might have been the catcher. One ball and two strikes. Stretch and pitch by Copps. A swing and a foul ball into the pitch black night sky off to the right. And that bright white baseball goes a flying out of play. Still 1-2. As the late, great Dizzy Dean would say, the runners return to their respectable bases. Bikina at first, Davidson at second, 6-5 in the ninth, two men down, one ball, two strikes, pitch to Simo, low and away, ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Pops leaning in, has his sign, runners take their leads, two and two, two out of the ninth, pitch to Simon, a check swing, didn't mean to, rolled it to first, and it's dropped. Retrieved Rivas to Copps for the out. Webster Rivas' reaction, priceless. Dropped the ball, retrieved underhanded to the pitcher, and then took a huge big deep breath. Ball game ends on a 3-1 put out. And boy, for William Simonite, that's so frustrating. That was a check swing, did not mean to. Rolled it to first base, and for the Rockhounds, this time the comeback effort. The rally effort falls just short. So these two ball clubs, boy, second time in three nights these teams have played a one-run ball game. And, well, I mean, it was absolutely tight as a drum all the way. Each team had a two-run lead briefly in this contest, but basically it was a tie game or a one-run game all the way. And the Missions win it. Final score in this one will be 6-5 San Antonio. So the Missions break a three-game slide in this series. They've evened up the season series, by the way, at 8 games apiece. Point of both ball clubs. Well-played baseball game, gentlemen. Missions with a victory, one and all. Gentlemen, this Bud and this Michelob Ultra are for you.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing the beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the San Antonio Missions in this ballgame, it's six runs on a dozen base hits, couple of errors. The Missions leaving just five men on. You know, the other night, San Antonio, in that 3-2 loss, stranded 14 base runners. Rockhounds not quite that high a total, but double digits tonight for the Hounds. 5 runs on 10 hits, no errors, 11 men on in a 1-run defeat. So each team has kind of been there, done that in this series. The Missions with the win. Winning pitcher will be Moises Lugo. A hold for Osvaldo Hernandez, and Kevin Copps will pick up the save, his fourth in 5 opportunities. Bryce Conley will take the loss for the Rockhounds. 1 home run, and it was the first 2 runs of the ball game that scored that way. Thomas Malone had a good ball game in this one. He went 1-for-4, but had a really good defensive play and had the home run early. And that was his 6th of the year. I knew I had that number somewhere. Missions now 11-14 in the second half. They're 49-43 overall. Rockhounds fall to 49-45 for the season, 18-7, and that's pretty easy math. That's a .720 winning percentage in the second half. So even with the defeat, Rockhounds 18-7 here in the second half of this season. We'll give you a quick second look at this ball game in just a couple of moments. The fourth game of the 6-game set is in the books, and our final Village Car Wash score of the contest, the San Antonio Missions 6 and the Rockhounds 5.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboys fans, check out our packages for the 2022 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
Well, if you like old-fashioned baseball, if old school is A-OK with you, and it sure is with me, the San Antonio Missions win this game on a run that is absolutely, positively manufactured. I mean, this was an assembly line run that would win it. Thomas Malone gave the Missions a 2-0 lead early, a second-inning leadoff walk for Webster Rivas, and then the 2-run home run from Thomas Malone got it out over the high wall in left field. It was a 2-0 game. Missions led it. Hounds tied it in the bottom half of the second inning. Marty Bikina with a single, back-to-back walks by William Simonite and Shane Selman, and then RBIs by Michael Goldberg on a sacrifice fly, and Zach Geloff on an RBI single, and it was 2-2. Rockhounds got their only lead of the game in the third inning. A leadoff double by Kyle McCann extends his hit streak to 11 games. J.J. Schwarz follows with an RBI single, and with two men down, Michael Goldberg drives a single to left field, and that will make it a 4-2 ball game with the Rockhounds on top. Missions came back, and they would tie this ball game and then take the lead all in the fifth inning. In that fifth, a 2-run double by Tirso Ornelas, his 32nd and 33rd runs batted in. 2-run double tied the ball game, and 2 pitches later, Domingo Leyva, sharp single to right center field, scores Ornelas, and it was a 5-4 Missions lead. Hounds tied it one more time again, come right back in the bottom half of the inning. Leadoff single by Logan Davidson, then a 1-out walk by William Simonite after Logan had been thrown out trying to steal a base. Simonite a walk, and Shane Selman, the second straight night, drives one almost the same point in the ballpark where he walked it off last night, RBI double, and that tied the game at 5 apiece. Now to that bit of assembly line run scoring by the Missions. In the top of the seventh inning, Wyatt Ulrich drops down a perfect bunt single. Chandler Siegel, a perfect sacrifice bunt. Wyatt Ulrich steals third base. And Connor Kaiser drives a line drive to left field. So bunt single, sack bunt, steal, line drive base hit. And that is, man, that's small ball deluxe, manufacturing deluxe. And it turns out to be the game-winning run in this contest. Other run, the numbers we gave you correct, 6-12-2 for San Antonio, 5-10-0 for the Rockhounds. And again, left on base, 5 for the Missions, 11 for the Rockhounds in this game. Moises Lugo improving, by the way, to 6-0 on the season out of the bullpen. The hold is the second of the year for Osvaldo Hernandez, and as we mentioned, tops with his fourth save. Kevin is 4-for-5 in saves on the year. Bryce Conley falls to 2-3 with a loss. The other two numbers we did not get earlier, time of the ball game, 2 hours 40 minutes. I love the pitch clock. And 4,633 on this sombrero night as the Matamoscos de Medesa took the diamond tonight. And again, a very, very good bunch with a fireworks night, in fact, coming up tomorrow. Speaking of which, pitching matchup, as we mentioned, for this ball game, at least I think I did. Now, why is it, you know, why does a cheat sheet always disappear right when you need it? Tomorrow it'll be Brandon Komar, who will go to the mound for San Antonio. Right-hander 0-3 with a 7.22 earned run average. David Leal, the left-hander, will see if he flirts with 85 miles an hour tomorrow. I doubt it. Left-hander 3-4, 4.87 earned run average. He is always really fun to watch. That'll be our Saturday night matchup. On Sunday, Colin Palouse will go, and Reggie Lawson, we are told, will get a second start in this series. That'll be a 2 o'clock game, the Sunday afternoon matinee, and that'll wrap up the 6-game series. And for the Rockhounds, it wraps up 9 games at home, and then they're will pack the bags again. 2 weeks, that's a lot of shirts. I'm just telling you, 2 weeks on the road, and that will start next Tuesday. Hope that you will be with us this weekend. Again, Hound's going to be gone for a little while after that. We've got fireworks, as mentioned, for you tomorrow night. Love to have you come on out, or family Sunday afternoon before the Hounds pack their bags for the road. For now, for all of us with the Rock Hounds, Bob Hard's at the ballpark where San Antonio wins for the first time in the series. It's been this is really a good matchup. Always a good rivalry, Rock Hounds and Missions. San Antonio wins it. Our final score tonight is 6-5. And until tomorrow, Bob Hard's. Say goodnight, Red. Good night, Leo. Good night, Mr. Jackson. And good night, my friends, from Momentum Bank Ballpark.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds as we celebrate our 50th anniversary season. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.